The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
It doesn't get a whole lot better than rivalry high school football, and tonight we have one of the premier high school football rivalries throughout Northeast Kansas. It's the Nemaha County rivalry, as this is about the Blue Jays play host to the Nemaha Central Thunder. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Dustin Gosa and also Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Cray Schilling, and Seth Tolleson taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. A big matchup tonight between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Both teams 1-1 on the year. Nemaha Central, a one-point loss to Holton back in week one. Sabetha, a loss to Chapman back in week one as well. So it should be a big game tonight. Obviously a big atmosphere. Dustin, you look at this matchup, obviously it's a huge rivalry. Both of these sides, they do not like each other very much, and it's pretty apparent just by the crowds, what we've seen already here filing in.
Yeah, like you said, Johnny, big game here, great atmosphere already, and a homecoming night for Sabetha. So, you know, there's a lot at stake for them. Both powerhouse football programs that have been through the years, and like you said, a rivalry game. It doesn't get much better than this, especially with the great weather we're having today.
Looking at this matchup, Nemaha Central remain number 3 in 2A, according to K-Preps. They got their first win against Royal Valley last week, 49-0. It was 49-0 at halftime. Running clock the rest of the way. Zach Kramer, he had 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also ran for a score. Sam McWilliams, he had 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. So the Thunder are playing well, but Logan, you know this about the team very well. They're coming off a big win last week, 42-0 at Riverside. They scored 21 points in the second quarter. Actually had a couple of passing touchdowns, which is not something you're used to saying for the Sabetha Blue Jays squad under head coach Garrett Michael, who is in his 13th year as the head man for the Blue Jays. But Sabetha, they're coming off a really good win. You got to look at this matchup. It's going to be the same old Sabetha style.
Yeah, obviously Sabetha, it seems like every year you think, oh, are they going to switch anything up? No, they're traditional run, ground and pound. We're going to make you stop the run game. And the other team that's really good at that in the Big 7 League is Holton. And you think, you know, we talk about these two teams being powerhouses, especially in the Big 7 League. You know, Sabetha and Holton are probably your top two as far as all-time Big 7 League teams. Seneca, they're a really great regular season team, and they've been well in the playoffs the last couple of years now, obviously winning a state title just a couple of seasons ago. But coming into this one, I think if one team is more dangerous than the other, it's probably Sabetha. Because really, when you think about it this season, a lot of people might say Sabetha's down a little bit comparatively, whereas Nemaha Central, they should have a really good team to make a run this season again. So that could be one thing that could help Sabetha pull a game out like this tonight.
Nemaha Central, under first-year head coach Michael Galactic. Of course, everybody knows the pedigree of that Galactic name as Father Larry Galactic, the head coach at Centralia. All of the state titles that have run through that family. And funny enough, Coach Galactic was actually an assistant coach for Sabetha just a year ago. So both sides know each other extremely well, and it should shape up to be a very fun high school football game tonight. Other games around the area on 92.1 at KMZA, Jackson Heights at Centralia, Care 93.7 FM, Moriamouth Academy at Pleasant Ridge, and over on the Holton Channel, Holton takes on tonight a big, big matchup for Holton as they take on Perry LeCompton. That should be a very, very good game tonight. So a bunch of good games tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll hear from both head coaches at the week come back as our pregame show continues. It's our featured game of the week between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. It's on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA. I am Johnny Kane. Joining me now, Michael Glatzik, head coach of the Nemahal Central Thunder. And, well, Coach, big game this week. Before we get to this game tonight against Sabetha, let's go back to last week. Your guys are now 1-1 on the year after a solid 49-0 victory over Royal Valley. So we'll start with that, Coach. Just a really good bounce-back win for your guys. You had to be excited and proud of the guys the way they did fight back and bounce back.
Yeah, it's like you said, we bounced back, and it was nice to get our first win under our belt for the season. It's a good thing our kids came out of the game fast and capitalized early against Royal Valley.
Well, and then you look ahead here tonight against Sabetha. Obviously, Sabetha, a team that you're very familiar with. You were the assistant coach at Sabetha a year ago. So is this game just a fun game for you as well, just from a coaching standpoint, knowing that, you know, you were assistant coach at Sabetha this year? It's a big rivalry game, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's like we talked about earlier, Sabetha's a physical team that's well coached. You know, their staff over there does a great job developing their players into the tough kids. You know, we'll have to be great in all assets of the game to come out to win on the road on a Friday night.
Yeah, and is this a good game, too, just knowing that it's a game that just kind of like Holton where you're going to have to be extremely disciplined and you're really going to see what your guys have and here in another tough test in a big rivalry game like it is?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I told the kids the other day the keys to victory is going to be the same three, you know, kind of every night. It's going to be limiting turnovers. It's going to be make plays down the stretch, and it's going to be a four-quarter dogfight. You know, I'm excited to see how our kids compete against a great opponent, you know, a great rival on the road.
And you've had some big performances here so far this season. Obviously, everybody knows about Zach Kramer, your quarterback, Sam McWilliams, running back. He's having a really good, solid season as well. What are you seeing from some of those guys, just the things they're doing offensively so far?
Yeah, it's just like you said, Zach has a good experience. You know, Sam the same way, both seniors. And offense, I'm definitely going to rely on them, and defensively also on any other upperclassmen, junior seniors, to lead us in tonight's game.
Yeah, so what is it going to take in tonight's game? I know obviously a big game just like week one. What's it going to take, do you feel like, tonight is going to be the difference in winning this game?
Yeah, it's just like I mentioned before, you know, it's a rival game. Our kids are going to be hyped up. I think Spencer's going to be hyped up. It's going to be doing little things, right? It's going to be limited turnovers. It's going to be capitalizing on their mistakes, and hopefully we don't make any mistakes on our side of the end.
Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks again.
I appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Michael Glatzik, head coach of the Nemahal Central Thunder, joining us on our pregame show. We'll take another break. We'll come back with more pregame as we get set for our featured game of the week with Nemahal Central at Sabetha on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com.
Welcome back inside our pregame show, getting set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Nemahal Central at Sabetha. Rolling along on our pregame show, joining us now is Garrett Michael, head coach of the Blue Jays. And Coach, let's start with this. Obviously, heading into tonight, a big game against Nemahal Central, but a really good win last week for your guys. After the tough week one loss to Chapman, you bounce back in a big way, go on the road to Riverside, pick up a 42-0 victory. Struggled in the first quarter, found a good groove, though, and end up rolling. So what were your just overall thoughts on that good win in week two?
Oh, it's good. Good to get the win taste back in your mouth and doing some things that we needed to clean up against Chapman. You know, we started slow against Chapman, and I felt like we started slow against Riverside. Our defense came out and made a good stop, and then we had special teams gave us great field position, but offensively we just went backwards with penalties, and we have to clean that up. You just can't win big football games when you're hampered with penalties and self-inflicted wounds. And so, you know, pretty much the entire game we had penalties throughout. And so, you know, we talk about turnovers all the time, but you can't do that to yourselves and back up field good field position. But I thought we settled down finally and ran some things that, you know, they didn't have an answer to, and we just kept doing that. And our guys found a groove, and then we finished well. But I thought overall, offensively, we were pretty balanced. I liked, you know, we've been working on the passing game, and I don't want to be 50-50 by any means, but I do want to be able to throw it when we need to, and I thought we did that as a whole offensively.
Yeah, talking about throwing the ball a little bit, you did throw for a couple of touchdowns, and when you look at that, obviously, you know, coming up in these next three games, they're going to be big. So was that also good for you just from a standpoint of knowing that your guys can throw the ball if they need to?
Yeah, you know, we got new guys in really all positions. But, you know, just seeing, you know, Matthew Garber, you know, being protected and being able to drop back and being able to throw it to multiple guys and get a catch. I'm not worried about the touchdown throws. But, you know, a hitch route here and there and then a fade route here and there. And the combinations of those get you 4 and 5 and 6 yards. And that's all you need out of the passing game to keep the defense honest. And that's what we're looking for. But I thought we took steps in the right direction there.
And then you look ahead of your tonight, Coach. Obviously, Nemohal Central, a team you're very familiar with, their head coach you're very familiar with. He was an assistant for you a year ago. So Nemohal Central, you know what they're going to bring. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be a tough, hard-nosed, fought game with a rivalry game that it is. So what do you look at tonight with this matchup with the Thunder?
Just the same thing we've done for years. I mean, the next game's the most important, and this is the next game, so that's what we treat it like. And, you know, all the time we get good football from Nemohal, and it's a good test for us offensively, defensively, and even special teams. They just do things fundamentally sound, and they're able to run the ball. They're hard-nosed. They play aggressive defense, so you just got to be on point as far as reading your keys, be a discipline. Offensively, you know, the best defense is keeping your offense on the field and keeping their offense on the sideline. But no, Coach Glassick has and will do a great job with those guys, and they'll make their big run in 2A, I'm sure, at the end of the season. But right now, this is our last tune-up game before district play, and we just want to put together a solid game. You know, no turnovers. Try to own the possession of the clock and defensively make the plays that are presented to us. But we're gonna have to stop the run game. They've got a great run game, great quarterback, great running backs. But also he can throw the ball and he's got weapons on the outside. So it's just a multifaceted offense and they can do it all. So you just got to be disciplined all the time.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Gary Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our pregame show. Let's take one more final timeout. We'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff between Nemohal Central and Sabetha. It is our featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
Time TS is hiring part-time pickup and hotshot drivers. Class A or B, CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Gansaland Radio.
Just about set for kickoff, getting set for Nemohal Central and Sabetha. Our pregame show brought to you by KNZA and Rainbow Communications, www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Should be a fun game here tonight. Nemohal Central will receive. It's about the one, the toss they have deferred to the second half. So the Thunder are going to start with the football. Nemaus Central is going to go from left to right in this first half. They are in their road white tops, white bottoms, purple helmets, and purple numerals trimmed in blue. Sabatha in their home navy blue uniforms, tops, bottoms, helmets, and blue numerals that are trimmed in white. So Sabatha goes from right to left, and they will kick off to begin this ball game. But, Dustin, you look at this game, obviously a rivalry contest, and it's always close. It's very, very close. You look just at this game overall. Sabatha's won the last three against Nemaus Central, a 29-22 win last year. And the last win for the Thunder was 2017. That's when Sabatha went on to win a state championship. So you got to think this is a big rivalry game. It's going to come down to turnovers and who can make the least amount of mistakes.
Yeah, and you said it right there, Johnny. When two teams like this, you know, rivalry atmosphere and they're this good, whenever they play each other, you know, it adds another step to it. And this is one of those games where both teams like to play the way that they like to play. And in order to win this game, you're going to have to stick to what you know and stick to the plays that you know how to play. And I think the team who does that the best tonight is going to be the team who walks out of here with a victory. You know, like you said, Sabatha loves to run the football. Nemaus, they like to more of the, you know, mix it up, balance type style. So it's going to come down to these defenses and getting the other offensive team, you know, out of their element.
So with that, we're set to go. Gavin Kane and Sam McWilliams back deep to receive the kick. Nemaus Central, again, operates from left to right in their home white, in the road white uniform. Sabatha in their home navy blues. Sapine will get us underway. Our white hat for tonight is Jared Rand. And we are set to go. We just need to put the 12 minutes up on the clock. And this Nemaus County rivalry will be ready to go. Again, a huge slate of games across the MSC Sports Radio Network tonight. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net for that complete list. So we still don't have the scoreboard ready to go. Both teams are more than ready to go, but they've got to wait till the final 35 seconds tick off the clock and get it reset to 12 minutes. Both sides are roaring and ready to go. A huge crowd on hand tonight. A beautiful night for football. Temperature's just over 70 degrees. A little bit of cloud cover as well. Can't ask for more for September 17th high school football game. So still got the final 15 seconds to roll off the clock. Of course, they're not going to start anything sooner than 7 p.m., which is a scheduled kickoff for tonight's action. Again, we are live on the Sabatha channel as well. Head over to MSCSports.net so to listen live. And then click on Sabatha channel. You can watch tonight's game as well here in our free live broadcast from the MSC Sports Radio Network. So here we go. 12 minutes on the clock. Referee blows the whistle. Papine gives it a boot. And we are underway. A high end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded by McWilliams at his own 15. Up the middle to 20-yard line. Brick Street, 25. Gets to the 30 and finally spun down there. As Sabatha's Jonathan Rinier makes the stop. So first and 10 for Nemaus Central from their own 30-yard line. Led by senior quarterback sensation Zach Kramer. Threw for 1,600 yards, ran for 1,000 more last year. So far this season, he's thrown for 225 and two touchdowns. He's ran for 117 and three scores. First and 10 for the Thunder from the 30. Ball between the hashes. Two receivers left, two to the right. Kramer takes the snap. He'll give it to McWilliams straight up the middle. It bounces off the first tackler, but not the second. No gain on the play, and that'll bring up a second down and 10. Sam McWilliams, 5'10", 190-pound senior on that carry. He's got 24 carries on the year, 141 yards and three touchdowns, 79 yards and a touchdown a week ago. Nemaus Central right back on the football. Kramer in the pistol set. Another give to McWilliams up the middle. This time he hits the line, pushes away forward a little bit, but not a whole lot there. A defensive front, Gavin White, Kate Nettleman, wall up to make the stop. It's a gain of 2 yards, and that'll bring up a second down and 8. They might have given three. They did give him three, so third and 7.
Back-to-back plays right there, John, with the defensive line steps up, sheds a couple blocks, and that running back's going nowhere on their plays.
So two receivers split to the right, one to the left on third down and 7. Tight end in on the right side as well. That'll be Blake Stahlbaumer. Now the Thunder are going to check the play at the line. 10:52 to go in the opening quarter. No score. The Thunder on the opening drive. Third down, 7 between the hashes. Kramer to throw. Rolling right. Still rolling. Still rolling. Now he's going to take off and run. He gets away from the first man. Out of the 40-yard line, he picks up a first down and falls forward to the 42-yard line. Gain of 9 on third down and 7 for Zach Kramer as Chase Fry makes the stop.
And I think you guys, Dustin, Johnny, you guys would have to agree, Zach Kramer is probably the best returning quarterback in the Big 7 league this season. And not only can he throw the ball, but he's definitely got the size. He can run some people over if he wants to take off with it.
If it wasn't for Torrey Horak in Rossville, I might even say he's the best quarterback returning in the entire state. First and 10 now for the Thunder. Ball the right hash at the 42. Thunder operate from left to right. Kramer takes the snap, gives it to McWilliams up the middle, gets away from the first man, but the second one will spin him down at the 45-yard line. And Marcus Bauman came up to make the stop along with Gavin White. Just a gain of two. It'll bring up second and eight. So not a whole lot going for Sam McWilliams here early on. Three carries, 5 yards to show for it. The Thunder are still moving the football along at the 45-yard line. Under 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Nemo Central on the first drive. Now they're going to go empty set. Two receivers split each way. The ball will be spotted on the right hash. Here's McWilliams in motion from right to left. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep. Gets to the outside, tries to cut it back inside, gets near midfield, and falls forward into about the territory to the 49-yard line. Needed eight, got about, so we'll say 6.5. That'll bring up a third down at about 2.
I think this Nemo Hall Central coaching staff is starting to find out early. You're not going to run the ball between the tackles. They're starting to run a couple jet sweeps and a couple things on the outside veer, trying to get attack some of these corners and outside linebackers, and I think that's what they're going to have to do.
Really, the two best plays for the Thunder have been to the outside with Kramer running on a would have been a passing play, but just took off and ran to pick up that first down. Third down and 2 here. This is probably 4-down territory. Just across midfield. Here's a give to McWilliams. He gets away from the first man, and then it gets tripped up from behind. I think that was Josh Herman that made the stop. It was the 185-pound junior. Stops him short of a first down, and it'll bring up a fourth down in about a half a yard. But I think they're going to bring the chains in first to see just how close this is. From our vantage point, Dustin, it looks like about a half a yard short.
It looks like they placed the ball right where about his knee hit. They didn't give him that little forward advantage.
It's going to be, about almost a full yard short. So it is going to be fourth down, but I think if you're Nemo Central, you got to make a statement right here on the road. You got to go for it here on fourth and short. The offense is going to stay out there for the Thunder. 8:45 to go in the opening quarter. As it sits right now, it'll be fourth and about 2 feet. So the Thunder are going to take their time. They'll get in the huddle as they reset the chain. Ball will be spotted at the Sabetha 48-yard line near the left hash. Fourth down and about a yard. Two receivers split to the left. Kramer in the pistol. He'll give it off to McWilliams, and he's not going to get there. Coming in to make the stop, that's Josh Herman and also Gavin White in on the stop. But the Blue Jays turn away Nemo Hall Central on down, and Sabetha will take over near midfield. I wonder, Dustin, is that almost too predictable on a fourth and short? Would I almost like to see just Zach Kramer get under center and try to sneak it forward for maybe that half a yard, but instead they're trying to go with McWilliams, and the Sabetha defense comes up with a big stop.
Yeah, a huge stop to that defensive line right there, and that definitely is going to carry over to this offensive possession for Sabetha.
That's a first and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Matthew Garber, the quarterback, he's going to try to throw on first down. Goes into the right flat, and it's going to be knocked away and then caught on a second effort. I think that was Marcus Bauman. It was. So Bauman makes the grab. That'll be a pickup of 4. Actually, I take that back. That was Preston Michael, the junior, who made the grab. It'll be a pickup of 4 and bring up a second and 6. Well, how about that? Sabetha going to the air on their first play of the night. So second down and 6 coming up for the Blue Jays. It should have been a false start. And, you know, they got the flags flying now as about 3 or 4 different Sabetha players jumped early. So the first penalty of the night will go against the Blue Jays. Instead of second and 6, it'll bring it back and be second and 11.
And that's one thing, Sabetha, last week against Riverside, they had a first and goal on the 1-yard line, and it wound up going all the way back into their own territory just because of, you don't really want to say dumb mistakes, but just really bad penalties that kind of cost them. So that's one thing Sabetha's going to have to watch here tonight.
Yeah, Coach Garrett Michael, he said that's what we need to get better at. If we can't have penalties, we can't have turnovers. 7:42 to go in the opening quarter, no score. Second down and 11 for Sabetha. Garber takes the snap. He'll give it along the left side, trying to bounce it outside. Coming to the near side, that is Abe Weiner, the 160-pound junior. And it was actually Jake Byer, the 160-pound senior, on the carry for Sabatha, making the tackle for Nemohall Central. Was Zach Kramer. So that'll be a run of 14 yards for Jake Byer. And it'll move the sticks for the Blue Jays.
That was a great play to the outside for Sabatha. One more broken tackle, and he might have taken that to the house.
Josh Herman and Byer are the two tailbacks. They wait behind Matthew Garber, who's under center. First and 10 from the 39. To be Herman along the right side over the right tackle. Just gets a couple. He'll get up to the 37-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards. It brings up second and 7. Gavin Kane on the stop along with Zach Kramer. A 3 yard pickup for Herman brings up second down and 7. This first quarter moving along as we're under 6:45 to go in the opening frame. No score. Beth on their opening drive of the game after the fourth down stop. This will be a give to Byer up the middle. He gets hit, shoved back. Actually, that might have been Herman. I think it was Herman that time on the carry. He just got a couple of yards near the 35-yard line. He'll pick up 2. This will bring up now a third down and a little over 6 yards. Logan, we talked about earlier, it's about the nothing fancy. They're going to line up across and say, here it is, try to stop it. Third down and 6. Ball at the 35-yard line between the hashes. Garber to throw. Throws it to the right flat. It's nearly picked by Kramer, but it's going to be caught by Tristan Wentworth, and he'll take it for a first down into the Thunder 24-yard line. That's a 13-yard pickup from Garber to Wentworth. That nearly went the other way for 6 as Kramer was trying to pick it off.
Yeah, and Johnny, you just said it. All three of us kind of talked about it with Sabatha. Nothing real fancy. Just going to say, hey, we're just going to run it right down your throat. But they've passed it quite a bit so far on this first drive. Maybe they're just kind of trying to catch Nemohall Central off guard.
I think Coach Garrett Michael knows that he's got to mix it up a little bit tonight against a good team like the Thunder here. This will be a give along the left side to Byer. He's hit, and he's dragging tacklers with him, but he's not going to get anything out of it. And I think in on that stop was Braden Uphouse. It's Jonathan Rinier actually had that carry. Wade Leonard out there for the stop as well for Nemohall Central. So a loss of 1 actually for Rinier. And it'll bring up second down and 11. Ball will be spotted just across the 25. Garber awaits the snap. He's going to give it off along the left side again. And this time it's Byer. And the ball actually pops out. Nemohall Central says they have it. But they're going to blow the play dead. And so Byer gets maybe 2 yards out of it.
One thing I've noticed right here with the defensive play from both teams is I've seen a lot of mouthpieces flying out of helmets. There is some hard-hitting football going on in this first quarter.
Always going to see that in our big rivalry game here. Give him just 1 yard, so that'll bring up right at about third down and 10 for the Blue Jays. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter.
You kind of alluded to it, Johnny, about the turnovers right before the game started. And the biggest thing is you got to remember a season ago, Drew Schmelzy got the game-sealing pick in Seneca, so that could be a factor tonight, too.
So third down and 10. Garber to throw, pumps left. Now he's going to throw left. Has Bauman open in the end zone, but he overshot it. Bauman was open by 3 or 4 yards, had a step on his defender as he got by Gavin Kane. And he was open in the left corner of the end zone, but Garber just overshot him. And so that'll bring up fourth down and 10. And it'll be a field goal upcoming for Papant.
And you have to think right there, Johnny, if he heard those footsteps of Holden Bass, he was right on his tail, and he could feel that pressure coming in. He got hit hard as soon as he threw that football.
This will be a near 40-yard attempt. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way, and it is wide left. The Papine had plenty of distance on it, but just pulled it to the left. And now Nemohall Central's defense comes up with a stop, and they'll take over first and 10 from around the 30-yard line. Take that back. In high school, they move it back to the 20 on a missed kick. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line. 3:58 to go in the opening quarter, no score.
which, what a kick. That had plenty of leg. It was just a little bit off to the left, but he straightens that out. That was good from another 10 yards or so.
Papine is perfect 7 of 7 on extra points this year, but he's now 0 for 3 on field goals, although all three of those field goal attempts have been from at least 35 yards. So first and 10 for the Thunder as we're under 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. First and 10 from the 20. The ball will split the hash marks. Kramer will be in the pistol set. Now we'll bring a man in motion. That's McWilliams. Back from the left to right. This will be a give along the near side. This is Braden Uphouse on the run. He gets shoved out of bounds right about the 23-yard line. Not a whole lot on that run. Maybe 2 yards. They'll give him two and bring up second and 8. That's the first carry of the night for Braden Uphouse. Braden on the year has now 5 carries for 13 yards. Second and 8 for the Thunder from the 22, and now we're going to have the player try to run off late. And they're going to blow the whistle dead. I'm not sure what it's about. I think he's got equipment malfunction. Yeah, he couldn't get his helmet snapped. And so the referees are going to stop play and make sure he gets taken care of. So that was Gavin White, who was trying to get his helmet taken care of, and now he's good to go. Second and 8. Ball spotted at the 22-yard line of Nemaha Central. Kramer takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to roll left. Now he's under pressure. He's got 3 guys on him. Kramer now rolls back to the near side, and he's got room in front. Looking for a block to the edge of the 25-yard line. Tips back inside near the 30 and then gets shoved out of bounds and spun out of bounds right there at the 31-yard line after the gain of 9 yards to pick up the first down. And Kramer in the stat book runs 9 yards, but ultimately probably runs about 45 or 50 yards there just trying to get back to the near side.
And back-to-back plays right there. Christian McAfee just taking up a lot of space on that outside, containing that outside leverage, pushing the running back and the running back or and the quarterback on back-to-back plays back towards the middle so all the other soldiers come in for the tackle.
First and 10 now for the Thunder. So with a hard count, now they're going to reset and check the sideline. Coach Glatzik calls out another play. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter, no score. Kramer back in the pistol, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, and H-back into the left. This will be a toss to McWilliams along the left side. Bounced it all the way out to 35-yard line, 40, 35, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. See you later, Sam McWilliams to the house. But there is a flag. There's a flag back at the 47-yard line, and we'll await the penalty. That was quite a bit away from the line of scrimmage. It was 17 yards downfield from the line of scrimmage. And I think this is coming back, and it is.
You always hate to see a long run like that be called back.
It would have been a 70-yard touchdown run for McWilliams, but it's going to be a holding penalty. So White's that first touchdown of the night off the board. And the first big play is wiped off. That's the first penalty on Nemaha Central tonight. That'll move it back to the 37-yard line. It'll bring a first down and 4 because the penalty occurred, as mentioned, at the 47-yard line, which is 17 yards down the field. So first and 4 coming up. This will be now from the 37 on the left hash. It's even worse for Sam McWilliams. He just ran 70 yards, and now he's back out there as the featured tailback. Back in the pistol set is Kramer. 2 receiver to the right, and H-back to the right as well. Kramer back to throw. Throw one in the right flat as McWilliams. He makes the catch, gets a really good block to the 40-yard line, and falls forward to the 42. Holden Bass with a great block on that outside of the right tackle spot. Was able to bring McWilliams forward for that first down as he picks up 6. So the first completion for Zach Kramer tonight. It brings up now 1st and 10. Ball at the 42-yard line, straight between the hashes. Thunder operate from left to right. McWilliams has a high snap. Kramer now is looking to jump on it, and he does. All the way back, though, at the 30-yard line. They'll call it the 32. So that'll be a loss of 10 on the play, and there was nothing Kramer could do about that. That ball was 3 feet over his head.
Yeah, and he got lucky to be able to recover that, because if he would have missed that, Christian McAfee was right there, nobody around. He could have picked that up and taken it to the house.
So now 2nd down and about 20 for the Thunder. 2:38 to go in the opening quarter, no score. Two receivers split to the left and one to the right, and H-back to the right. Pistol set for Kramer with McWilliams 3 yards behind him. Kramer to throw. He's going to throw it past Cole Hermers from the left flat. He'll get to the 35-yard line before he is gang tackled there. Just a gain of 3 yards. It'll bring up third down and about 17. So after the 70-yard touchdown is wiped off, it'll bring up a third down and 17 for the Thunder. As a winner now, 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Two receivers split right, one to the left. Third and 17, a first down would come at the about the 48-yard line. Kramer to throw. Steps up, throws the ball to the right flat. He's looking for his man. He's got it. That is Andrew Braden Uphouse makes the stop. Or he makes the catch and the run to the 41-yard line of Sabatha. 25 yards on the pickup. And that's the wheel route, Dustin, we've seen so many times that they used to run to Tyler Garrity, who graduated a year ago. How many times did we see Nemaw Central run that to him? This time they ran it to perfection to Braden Uphouse.
Yeah, we've seen this plenty of times before in the previous years. But that was just a perfectly thrown ball. It was in the air before the running back even turned around. As soon as he turned around, the ball was on him. He caught it and got a nice little gain out of it.
First and 10 now for the Thunder from the Sabatha 41. 1:20 to go in the opening quarter. There's a pass in motion from right to left. And now we're going to have a whistles and a timeout taken by Nemaw Central. This will be our first timeout of the game. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 1:15 to go in the opening quarter, no score. Nemaw Central in Sabatha territory with a first and 10. Let me come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
Gansaland Radio.
Yeah. 1:15 to go in the opening quarter. Johnny came back with you. Dustin goes alongside me. Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Ray Schilling here on the broadcast crew of the Sabatha Channel. Also, Seth Collison taking care of us back at the studio. First and 10 for the Thunder from the Sabatha 41-yard line. The ball spotted on the right hash. Pistol set for Zach Kramer. He takes the snap, gives it to McWilliams up the middle. Bounced it off the left guard, pulls his way forward to the 37-yard line, closer to the 36. It'll be a gain of about 4 yards and bring up a second down and 6. So Nemaw Central just slowly, methodically moving the football down the field. As we're under now a minute to go in quarter number 1. Second down and 6 for the Thunder coming up from the 37-yard line. Kramer is going to roll out to the left side. Design quarterback keep. He breaks it inside of the 30-yard line and it's spun down there as it gets over a first down to the 30-yard line and a gain of 7 yards. So the Thunder just continue to pick up first downs on this drive. Josh Herman had that stop for Sabatha. First and 10 now for the Thunder from the 30 of Sabatha. Ball will be spotted along the left hash mark. Two receivers right, one left, and H-back into the left as well. Kramer back in the pistol. Now he's going to stop, look over to the sideline, bark out a new play. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Will Thunder run a play? They will. Kramer takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's looking right. Now he has a man wide open over the middle. That's Uphouse. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder. 30 yards out. Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. And for Braden, that is his second touchdown of the year. For Kramer, that is touchdown pass number 3.
And as soon as he came out of the backfield right there, Johnny, hand was up. There was nobody guarding him as soon as he crossed the line of scrimmage. Right there, Zach Kramer, eyes downfield, and that's what you get right there, 30-yard touchdown pass.
So now here's Kramer. The lefty will try the point after. There are 0.3 seconds to go here in this quarter. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way. It is wobbly and it is short, but there is a flag on the play. And we'll await the penalty now. Our white hat, Jared Rand, will give us the signal, and if it's against Sabetha, the Thunder might try to bring the offense back out and go for it. It's going to be a personal foul against Sabetha. I think it might have been they hit the long snapper. But in high school, you could not touch the long snapper, and that is right in the exact area where that type of penalty would have occurred. And so obviously Nemaul Central is going to accept this penalty, but is it going to be on the ensuing kickoff, or is it going to be another attempt from inside of the 3-yard line? And it will. So the Thunder now are going to bring the offense out there, going to try to go for two. They'll get the half the distance to the goal penalty against Sabetha. So instead of from the 3, it'll be from about the 1.5-yard line. So now the Thunder bring the offense back out. Kramer will await the signal from head coach Michael Glasic. There's 0.3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The Thunder just scored on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. Nemaul Central taking a ton of time of getting the play from the sideline. They're going to have to hurry up to the line of scrimmage just to get this play off. And here's Kramer. He'll have two running backs in the backfield with him. Receivers split each way. Kramer in the pistol set. Takes the snap. He's going to give it up the middle, and that is McWilliams, and he didn't get there. So Sabetha makes the stop. With that, we have a timeout on the field. 0.3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's Nemaul Central 6, Sabetha nothing. We'll take the timeout and we'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Bruick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Bruick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Bruick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Nine plays, 80-yard drive, takes 4 minutes off the clock, and the Thunder leads 6-0 over Sabetha. After the 30-yard touchdown pass from Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse, scoring drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com.
The one thing I loved about that drive the most was it was a balanced attack. Four plays were runs, a couple of passes in there.
Thunder just really methodically moved the football down the field. Here's Zach Kramer to get us back underway. It's a good booming kick. This little drive, the runner back all the way into the 5-yard line. It's Josh Herman on the return to the 15 to the 20. Gets to the edge, 25-yard line. Cuts it back inside of the 30. Falls forward to the 35-yard line. That'll be a 30-yard return on the dot, but there is a flag all the way back at the 24-yard line. So back, it really wasn't even anywhere close to the play. As the return came to the near side, but the penalty is all the way on the far side of the 24.
Yeah, from my angle, when I was looking at the far side of the field, it looked like a blindside block, maybe a block in the back. But like you said, it was on the very far side of the field, nowhere close to where the return man was going. It's kind of an unnecessary penalty if it is against the Blue Jays.
I mean, that's completely on the opposite sideline from where the run came. And it is going to be a penalty against Sabetha, so we talked about it, Logan, earlier, penalties and turnovers, and so far penalties have not been kind to Sabetha tonight.
Yeah, and that's just one of those deals where you fake the reverse on the return, and that can kind of haunt you because obviously you got to sell it on the side that it's not going to, so that's where it can hurt you because you got to make it look like, hey, he's going to give it, you know, and the other guy's going to bring it to this side where he's actually keeping it like we just saw. So that's just one thing on those type of returns you got to be aware of, but that's the one thing Sabetha, they got to really work on this year. Normally when we see a Sabetha team, they're really well coached and they don't get a lot of penalties. Well, this season so far, they've gotten quite a bit. and it's only game number 3. So that'll be a 10-yard penalty from the 24. So instead of first and 10 from the 35, it'll be first and 10 from back at the 14-yard line. So they actually called it a tripping penalty against Sabatha. And so it'll bring up a first down and 10 for Sabatha along the right hash at the 14. So here comes Matthew Garber with the opening play of this drive. This is just the second Sabatha drive of the night. The first drive went 9 plays in 4.5 minutes, but they missed a field goal. Holden Perry LeCompton, they are tied 7-7 over in that big ball game. This is a run up the middle by Byer along the right tackle. He'll push his way forward, maybe get 2 yards, and bring up second out and 8. And
I think they realized that they did switch sides second quarter.
Unless now they're choosing this as the second quarter.
And I've never seen anybody run a play and then switch sides. Very.
We'll just keep it here. Why not? We already took our timeout, so we'll just keep it here. Right now there's 11:43 to go in the second quarter, and I think they said because that kickoff was the official last play of the first quarter because of the penalty, and they had to run one play, so that's the reason why they have the stoppage. And now we'll move to the other end, as now Sabatha will operate from left to right, and Nemaul Central from right to left.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, John. I don't know if that was an accidental thing or if that was designed to be the last play of the first quarter there. So
a couple more score updates. Morehouse Academy leads Pleasant Ridge 7-0 at the end of the first quarter there. Holton Perry again 7-7. Frankfort is up on Onega 14-0. Those are the scores we have right now. The score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. So second down and a long 8 coming up for Sabatha. Ball will be spotted along the right hash at the 16-yard line. Here's a give up the middle over the left guard, pushing forward and maybe getting a yard is Tristan Whitworth. He maybe got 2 yards. They'll give him 2, and that'll bring up now a 3rd down and 7.
And this defensive line here for Nemaha Central is doing a great job with how spread out their defense is. It's really hard to attack, you know, the outside, inside. You kind of have to just pick and choose, where Sabatha, their defense, they like to stack everybody in the middle and try to make you beat them to the outside. So this Nemaha Central defensive line is really taking a toll on this running game.
Jonathan Renier now in a tailback. Garber to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to be taken down. Holden Bass in there for Nemaha Central. Also, you've got Caleb Wright and Blake Stahlbaumer in there as well. A Cooper Hike. As there was 3 or 4 Thunder players in there on that sack, it'll be a loss of 3 and a punt coming up for Sabatha.
Speaking of, the defensive line steps up big right there. That pocket collapsed quick. He didn't have any time to throw that football.
Gavin Kane now back deep to receive. He'll stand at the Sabatha 45-yard line. Good snap. Boot is away. Good kick. It'll be fielded by Kane as he drops it, picks it back up at the 43. Cuts it back to the far side. Nick is absolutely depleted. That was Josh Herman who made the big hit at the 39-yard line. It's a return of 4 yards for Gavin Kane, but the Thunder are going to have great field position, already leading 6-0.
And you could hear it there on the back end of our broadcast, the oohs and ahs of the crowd. That was a massive hit.
So first and 10 for the Thunder. It'll be at the 39-yard line of Sabatha. Nemaha Central, this is their 3rd drive of the night. Their last drive went for a touchdown, a 30-yard pass from Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. Thunder will start with 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, and H-back into the right with Zach Kramer in the pistol set. Williams the tailback. Kramer to throw. Clean pocket. He'll throw a ball deep over the middle. It's underthrown. He had a man. I think that was Uphouse again, but Kramer's pass was well short of the intended target, Uphouse. And so it'll fall incomplete, and that'll be the first incompletion of the night for Zach Kramer, who's now 4 of 5 for 64 yards and 1 touchdown.
And Dustin, Johnny, you guys can also kind of allude to it. I think the one thing I'm noticing is when Nemaha Central throws the ball and they have that middle open, it's because they're doing a fake handoff, and the safeties are buying it for Sabatha. They are buying it big time, And I just think if they can stay back, that could really help.
Second down and 10 now for the Thunder. 10:32 to go in the opening half. There's a toss to the outside to McWilliams along the right side. Jumps over a man at the 35-yard line and gets ushered out of bounds at the 34. That'll be a gain of 5 yards. I'll call it just maybe 4 and bring up third down and 6. Namal Central, though, they're putting themselves in manageable situations here. A third down and 6, leading 6-0 in the second quarter. Thunder, again, are operating from right to left in their road white uniforms, tops and bottoms, purple helmets and purple numerals. Into the backfield out on third down and 6. Two receivers left, two to the right, and H-back into the left. Kramer by himself in the pistol set. Going to send a man in motion from right to left. This is McWilliams. They'll give it to him on the outside. He's got the 30-yard line. Cuts it back inside. He picks up a first down of the 26. Needed 6 yards. He'll gain about 9. And that'll move the chains. So Dustin, we talked about it earlier. Emal Central, when they've been at their best running the football, has been to the outside.
Yeah, Sabetha just, you know, they like to do that assignment defense where they, you know, everybody's matched up on a man and they like, you know, powerhouse football where, you know, this outside contain is not there for them right now. And these outside runs, little swing passes are really doing damage and letting Nemaha Central pick up some yards.
And now Kramer fumbles the football. Sabetha recovered. He was trying to fake a handoff to the inside. He just lost it. And Sabetha's going to take over. So there's the first big turnover of the night, as Kramer fumbles it with 9:46 to go in the second quarter.
That
wow,
exactly
what a big play.
What Sabetha needed right there. Huge stop.
I mean, Nemaha starts the drive at the 40 and the 40-yard line of Sabetha. You think for Nemaha, they're already up 6-0. If they get a touchdown here, that could go a long ways. But instead, it's a fumble. And so Sabetha will take over first and 10 from their own 26-yard line.
Especially when you look at where Nemaha started on that possession at the 39 of Sabetha, they were, you know, marching down the field, getting into territory, deep into Sabetha territory. So Sabetha coming up with a turnover right there, that's definitely right what they needed. Like you said, if they can come down and capitalize on this right before halftime, it's going to turn out great for them.
This is Matthew Garber on our keeper up the middle. Actually, take that back. That was Christian McAfee on the direct snap. As he just gets a yard over the right guard. And that was an interesting formation we haven't seen tonight from Sabetha. Garber's been under center all night long. But that time they had Christian McAfee in more of a pistol look, and he took the snap and went right up the gut for a yard. 9:15 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for Nemaha Central over Sabetha. Couple score updates. Hiawatha leads Riverside 20-0. Holton on top of Perry LeCompton 14-7. And again, this is McAfee in a pistol look. So you got to wonder, is something wrong with Matthew Garber? Here's McAfee along the left side. He'll push his way up to the 29-yard line and gain 2 more yards. But Logan, is this something you've seen so far this year?
I have not. And this could just be maybe just another tactic Coach Michaels and the coaches for Sabetha's using. Obviously, in Nemaha Central, they're used to watching game film, seeing Matt Garber back there at QB, and Sabetha saying, hey, we're going to put Christian McAfee back there and see if you guys kind of, whoa, what's going on here, and kind of get them out of their element, if you will.
But again, it's going to be almost a full house look with McAfee awaiting the snap. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. He'll follow his way forward. It was third down and 7. He follows his way forward for maybe 2 yards, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and 5, and you most have to think right now that something is wrong with Matthew Garber.
Well, there is one thing. Right before the game, I noticed they had multiple quarterbacks out there running plays, and McAfee was taking a lot of snaps with the first team. He was also throwing the ball to some of the first-string receivers here. So maybe, like you said, it is a little tactic, or maybe something is seriously wrong with Matthew Garber.
Garber's walking right here in front of us at the 50-yard line by himself, nobody tending to him. So he looks like he's okay, so it is definitely interesting. Here is a really good punt. Going to be fielded by Kane at the 35-yard line. Goes right up the middle of the 40, spins away from a couple guys, then he gets slammed down at the 44-yard line. And again, Nemaha Central will have decent field position to start this drive with 7:35 to go in the half. That is very interesting, though, on that drive for Sabetha. But Garber is the guy that's thrown the ball. He's thrown pretty well in the last couple of weeks also.
And you also have to remember it could maybe not just a tactic, but they want to try to, you know, as soon as you get the snap, just take off with it. Well, Matthew Garber, he's not a big, beefy guy like Zach Kramer is, so you don't really want to get him hurt by doing QB runs. So put Christian Maxey back there. He's a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger.
So first down and 10 for the Thunder from their own 44. This is Zach Kramer on a design quarterback keep. He's got a bunch of room, 50-yard line, 45, cuts it back inside of the 40, spins forward to the 36-yard line. A big run for Zach Kramer as he picks up the first down. Just following his lead blocks, they cut it back to the inside. A run of 21 yards for Zach Kramer and another first down.
And looking back on those back-to-back possessions for Sabetha, both three and outs, only taking 3 minutes off the clock. If you're going to step up in this football game, you can't keep giving Nemahal Central the ball knowing that they have such a balanced attack and they can beat you in multiple ways.
Great blocking on that last play by Mo Hilbert and Levi Kreisinger, the left side of that offensive line. Here's Kramer again on the design quarterback keep. This time he bounces it all the way out to the outside, and he's able to push his way forward and gain 6 yards on first down. But Dustin, I think Coach Michael Glatzik of Nemahal Central, he's just like us. He's found out that that outside run is what is working well. Two plays before this last one, they tried to take it outside, but then Kramer just saw that cutback lane and cut it back inside. So they're doing a really good job of stringing out the Sabetha defense. Second down and about four coming up for Nemahal Central. 6:35 with the clock rolling to go in this first half. 6-0 lead for the Thunder. Two receivers split left. Kramer in the pistol. Toss it to McWilliams along the near side. Gets a good block. Now cuts it back to the 25-20. 15-yard line. Runs over a man all the way down to the 10-yard line. That'll be a run of 20 yards for Sam McWilliams. And another first down pickup on a big run to the outside.
And this is one thing you just alluded to, John. We've seen in the past when Warren Seitz was the coach, the wide receiver corps over the last 3 or 4 years, they just teach them to block. I mean, that's one of the most important things they teach rather than catching the ball. You know, getting those blocks on the outside, you know, taking corners and safeties and outside linebackers completely out of the play really opens up a lot for your running backs and quarterbacks to go make those huge 19 to, you know, 30-yard gains.
Timeout on the field. Sabetha takes the timeout. 6:14 to go in the half. 6-0. Nemahal Central leads. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and Whining. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 6-0, the Thunder lead, 6:14 to go in the half when we come back on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 6:14 to go in the half. 6-0 lead for Nemahal Central over Sabetha, and the Thunder are driving again. They are deep into Sabetha territory all the way down just outside of the 10-yard line. The Thunder can pick up a first down inside of the one, first and 10. Kramer going to send McWilliams in motion from left to right. This will be Kramer up the middle. Bounces off the first man. He's going to bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. 11-yard touchdown run for Zach Kramer. That is touchdown run number 4 of the season, his second touchdown total of the night.
And that was the exact opposite of what we've been talking about. They usually take the ball to the outside. That has been their bread and butter all night. And right there, they spread the defense out. Only allow 6 men in the box. One tackle missed. And you have Zach Kramer walking in for a touchdown.
Well, now the extra point. Kramer will try again. He missed his first attempt earlier. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way. This one is through. Timeout on the field, 6:09 to go in the half. It is 13-0. Nemahal Central leads Sabetha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness, we have a unique philosophy when it comes to health. We believe that the best way to treat sickness and injuries is to not get sick and to not get injured. We take a very proactive, preventive approach because we want to make healthcare more about creating health rather than managing symptoms. We emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient because chiropractic plus lifestyle will get better results 100% of the time than either of these alone. Call Luke at Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your appointment or free consultation today.
Hanzaland Radio.
Four plays, 56 yards, only takes 91 seconds off of the clock, and it's a 11-yard touchdown run from Zach Kramer, and the Thunder now lead 13-0, 6:09 to go in the opening half. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire, when selection and service matter. Contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Stay tuned with us for our halftime show. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K16. You want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll have stats, recap of the first half. We'll have some highlights and also take a look at some scores around the area of games going on. So Zach Kramer has the football teed up. Again, the Thunder kicked from right to left. So that's awaits the kick, and it's a good end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded by Bowman at his own 10. He'll fake a reverse. Now coming along the near side. Gets a block to the 10-yard line and nothing there. I mean, that return was going nowhere from the start. Pretty much no return on the play, and Sabetha's going to have it at their own 10-yard line. That was just a long ways to run, Dustin, on that return for Bowman to the near side. He faked that reverse, and by the time he even got to the near side, he'd already run 30 yards.
Yeah, head coaches talk about it a lot when their coaching special team is just staying in your lane, keeping your gaps occupied, and by doing that, it forces Sabessa's return man as far out of sight as possible, and he had nowhere to go. That special teams unit for Nemaha Central ate that up.
So, again, this is McAfee in that pistol set. We do not see Matthew Garber in there. And this is going to be McAfee on a give up the middle, and that is Josh Herman getting absolutely blown up. That was a big play by Big Holden Bass. The 6'4", 270-pound sophomore makes the big hit for the Thunder. It's a loss of four all the way back to the 6-yard line. You really just got to start wondering what is wrong with Matthew Garber. So that's going to bring up a second down and 14 for the Blue Jays. We're under 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Still that same full house look. This is McAfee on the keeper up the middle. Gets it back to the original line of scrimmage and then falls forward for a couple more. He'll get about 7 yards on that run. It'll bring up a third down and eight. So coming into this game, you look at Christian McAfee. He didn't have a carry all season coming in to this game, and he's had now four already in this first half.
Typically been kind of in the tight end position this season, obviously with the size and strength, and he's got some speed his size.
So McAfee again on a side quarterback keep. He's got room. 25-yard line, 30, 25, 40. Will they get him? And they will across the 50-yard line. Shoved out of bounds by Wade Leonard of Newhall Central and Andrew Henry, who saved the touchdown, but a big run for Christian McAfee of 38 yards, and that's a big play that Sabetha needed. That is exactly what the doctor ordered. If you're Sabetha, back in your own territory, a third down and long, but they get 38 yards on that scamper by Christian McAfee as they mark it at the 47-yard line of Nemaha Central.
And I talked about it right before the game started, John. You know, doing what you do, you know, Sabetha knows what they want to do. They want to run the ball. On a third and eight, you know, most teams are thinking they have to pass here. No, they stuck to their guns, got a huge run right there for 38 yards.
And just like that, Matthew Garber now back into the game at quarterback. McAfee checks out, Garber back in. Receiver splits to the left, the full house look in the backfield. Garber to throw. He's going to throw a ball deep. Looking along that far side, it's going to be knocked down by Gavin Kane. The Thunder faithful wanted an offensive pass interference call as they were trying to get it to Marcus Bowman along that left sideline, but it falls incomplete as Kane had it played perfectly. And it brings up now a second down and 10.
And now they just pulled Matthew Garber back out.
So they're going to bring Christian McAfee in. So you're almost wondering, are they just going to keep McAfee in there just a running option only? And then it almost makes it predictable if Garber comes back into the game, because then you pretty much know he's going to throw the football. Second down and 10 from the 47. Ball spotted along the right hash. The Blue Jays operate from left to right. McAfee takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Bounce it out to the right side. Still pushing tacklers with him as Braden Uphouse made the stop, but not before Christian McAfee is able to pick up 6 yards and bring up, actually, they'll give him back to a 5-yard pickup to the 42 and bring up 3rd and 5.
And one thing I'm starting to love about McAfee's game is he keeps the feet moving. Right there, he was stopped in the backfield, made one cut, broke a tackle, got a nice 5-yard gain there. I mean, it's only 5 yards, but like they say, John, you know it. If you get 4 yards on a run and you keep doing that consistently, you're going to win football games.
And it's not like McAfee has done anything bad. It's just different seeing that McAfee seeing his first carries of the season here in week 3. 3rd down and 5. This will be a give to actually another keeper for McAfee. He'll get to the 45-yard line and pick up 2 yards. This will bring up a 4th down and about 3. And Nemaul Central wants to take a timeout. We'll take this break with them. 3:29 to go in the first half. 13-0 the Thunder lead. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, Johnny King, alongside Dustin Gosa. Also, Logan Bitterman here as well. Mike Bitterman running the camera for This About the Channel. Chris Schilling running all of the scoreboard and everything for the channel as well. Seth Tullison taking care of us back at the studios. We're live on This About the Channel. Just go to msesports.net, click on the This About the Channel, and you can watch tonight's broadcast along with their audio. We've got 3:29 to go in the second quarter. Nemaul Central leads 13-0. Sabetha has a 4th down and a long 3 here out of the timeout. Who is going to be the quarterback is probably the biggest question here. And it looks like it is going to be Christian McAfee who is going to be in at the quarterback spot.
And you got to wonder what the Sabetha coaching staff said to his players in that huddle. He was pointing to the offensive linemen, so you got to think they're going to step up big here.
So 4th down and 3. It's going to be a keeper for McAfee along the right side. Cuts it back inside near a 1st down. It's going to be very close. I think he got it to the 36. The near side official has it spotted as a 1st down, and I think it is going to be a new set of downs for Sabetha as McAfee needed 3, got 4 to move the chain.
And that was the talk Garrett Michael had with his offensive line right there. They opened up a huge gap on that right side to allow the running back to get that 1st down right there.
Caden Nettleman, the right guard, and Josh Grimm, the right tackle, make the big hole for Christian McAfee to pick up that 1st down, and Sabetha can hold on to the football and continue to drive. Desperately needing a score here, down 13-0. 3 minutes to go in the half. McAfee back in the pistol set with 3 running backs with him. He'll keep it along the left side. He's hit immediately and then slammed down. I think Wade Leonard was in there initially to get the stop for the Thunder. He makes the play. And it's a gain of 1 yard.
And that's the 3rd time tonight we've seen it. McAfee just dead in his tracks on the backfield and happens to just make a cut, break a tackle, and he at least gets back to the line of scrimmage, if not gains 1 yard out of it.
McAfee has 9 carries here in the second quarter alone. He's got 61 yards. 38 of them came on 1 carry, but he's had positive yardage on every single play. 2nd down and 9 from the 35 of Nemaul Central. McAfee takes the snap. This time he gives it up the middle. I think that is going to be Josh Herman on the run. He'll get to the 33-yard line, pick up 2. And that'll be now a 3rd down and 6 coming up for the Blue Jays with 2 minutes to go in the quarter.
You know, for McAfee, not really running the ball yet this season. You know, he's running that read option very well for the Sabetha offense right now.
He really is. I mean, you look at it, I mentioned no snaps really at quarterback so far this season, no carries, and the sophomore playing well here tonight. 3rd down and 6. Here's McAfee. He's going to keep it on a jet sweep to the right side. Getting to the 30-yard line of the 29-yard line is Jonathan Rinier. He picks up a couple, but again, it's going to bring up a fourth down and about four this time. And I think Sabetha or Nemaha Central is going to take another timeout. They will. They want to stop the clock with 1:28 to go. We'll take this break. 1:28 remaining in the first half. It's 13-0. Nemaha Central leads Sabetha. The Blue Jays will have a fourth down when we come back here on FM 103.9 at KNZA and the Sabetha channel at MSESports.net.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:28 to go in the first half, 13-0. Nemaha Central leads Sabetha. Sabetha, though, is driving at the Thunder 30-yard line, but they're going to face a fourth down and four out of this timeout. The ball spotted on the right hash at the 30. A first down would come at the 26. So what does Sabetha have? The last fourth down, it was just a quarterback keep by Christian McAfee. We'll see if it's the same thing. They've been pushing along that right side of Caden Edelman and Josh Grimm. See if they try to go to it again. So fourth down and four. McAfee takes the snap. He's going to give it to Herman on the right side. Breaks away from the first man. Picks up the first down. Falls inside of the 20-yard line all the way to the 18. And a pickup of 12 yards on fourth and four for the Blue Jays.
So when you see McAfee back there, Dustin and Johnny, I don't know if you guys saw it last year, but Sabetha, kind of the same thing that they did with Drew Schmelzley a season ago. You know, McAfee just as tall, maybe not as big strength-wise, but kind of the same look, if you will.
Now McAfee again on a keeper up the middle. He'll get across the 15-yard line to the 14. Another positive pickup. And now Sabetha is going to utilize a timeout with 1 minute to go in the quarter after that pickup of 3 yards. We'll keep this one here. This should be a fairly quick timeout. Sabetha just wanted to stop the clock. You look at what Christian McAfee has done in this second quarter. He's had 10 carries for 64 yards. Most of them have come on this drive. This play taking a lot of time off. This is play number 13 coming on this drive. And it started with 6 minutes to go. So over 5 minutes have already been taken off the clock on this drive. It started all the way back at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and I was just about to allude to that, Johnny. One thing that Sabetha is doing very well right here with this offense is 12 plays, marching the ball down the field, taking a lot of time off the clock, not allowing Nemaha to get the ball back. And that's something that's going to be huge right here, because if Sabetha can punch this into the end zone, they are getting the ball at the start of the second half. You know, that's a huge turn of events right there. You know, you get a touchdown here, who knows what happens at the start of the second half.
1:01 on the clock right now. Again, it's 13-0. Nemaha Central leads, but Sabetha with a second down and seven from the Thunder 14-yard line as the ball is spotted along the right hash. Single receiver splits to the near side. The Blue Jays operate from left to right in their home navy blue uniform. McAfee, it'll be a give to the along the right side. I think this is Rainier. Gets away from the first man, but out the second. Wade Leonard in on the initial stop. As Rainier's able to get maybe a yard out of it, it's about to take another timeout. Let's go ahead and take this break. 54 ticks to go in the second quarter, 13-0. Nemaha Central leads with Sabetha driving on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
.9 FM, KNZA.
.54 ticks to go in the first half, 13-0. Nemaha Central leads Sabetha, but the Blue Jays are driving. They'll face a third down and six from about the 13-yard line of Nemahal Central here out of this timeout. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll have highlights of the first half, stats, and also take a look at some scores of other games around the area that'll be brought to you by Hotel Auto House in Fairview. Third down and six coming up for the Blue Jays. This is Matt Garber back in at quarterback, but there is three running backs in the backfield. Single receiver to the right side. Garber back to throw, looking right, pumps once, now pumps twice, now throws a bullet to the corner of the end zone. It's going to be caught by Bauman, but they're going to say he was out of bounds when he made the grab. He's saying he was inbound. He was right on that near pylon, and it was close to being a touchdown grab for Marcus Bauman, but instead it is going to be fourth down, and it looks like Sabetha is going to try to kick a field goal.
And that was impressive right there. Matthew Garber throws an absolute bullet to the near side corner of the end zone.
So a 30-yarder here for Papine. Matt Garber is the holder. 48 ticks to go in the half. Good snap, good hold. Kick is going to be blocked. That Zach Kramer came in and blocked it away from Papine. And the Thunder again get a big stop. And no points are on the board by Sabetha on that long drive. It takes over 5.5 minutes off the clock. That is just huge for the Nemahal Central Thunder. Sabetha, it's almost a demoralizing drive as you take advantage over 5.5 minutes off the clock and go on a 13-14 play drive, and it ends up in nothing. So now we'll see how the Thunder try to operate here with 48.9 to go. I think the Thunder have just one timeout remaining, if I'm right. And they do, just one timeout to work with. We'll see if the Thunder try to go to the air. Maybe you try one on first down and see what happens.
One thing that's interesting about this offense, like we talked about earlier, balanced attack. They can go out and pass. And there's no doubt in my mind they can do a lot with the 48 seconds they have on the clock.
Two receivers split left, one to the right, and H-back into the right. Kramer in the pistol set. Back to throw. Good, clean pocket. He's going to just launch a ball deep. Nobody looking for it. And he was trying to get it into the right flat to Andrew Henry, who just never was really looking for the ball and kind of stopped his route. Kramer just threw almost like a Hail Mary that falls incomplete and stops the clock with 43 seconds to go.
Yeah, and as a former wide receiver, Johnny, it is kind of interesting to look at some of these wide receivers out there. They all look back at the quarterback and were astonished by how far he threw that ball. They said, really? You just threw that 20 yards over my head? They were 30 yards down the field.
Weren't even looking for it. Now two receivers split left, one to the right. Kramer to throw again. He's going to roll out. Now he steps up, picks off and run. Eludes a couple of defenders and then just falls forward maybe for a yard. That'll bring up a third down and 9 as the clock will roll. Nemahal Central hustling back up to the line with 24 ticks to go. Kramer back in the pistol set. Two receivers right and H back to the right as well. Kramer to throw. Rolls out to the right. Still rolling. Still rolling. Now steps up. Comes back to the near side. He's still going to take off and run now. And now he's going to roll back. He'll throw a ball deep. He has Hermish. He makes the grab with a 45-yard line and falls out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. So Cole Hermish makes the grab at the Sabetha 45-yard line. And that was a pickup of about 30 yards from Kramer to Hermish. And now the clock stops with 6 seconds to go.
And that was one of those just busted plays. Hermish saw his quarterback in trouble. The corner and the safety both crashed down thinking it was going to be a run on Kramer. And Hermish was just wide open down the field. If he could have got his footing in right there, he might have taken that to the house.
35 yards officially on the completion. First and 10 of the 45 of Sabetha. Sabetha now is going to have five guys back deep. Flags fly. Kramer's just going to take off and run with it. This will be the final play of the half. Kramer's going to pad the stat. Cuts it back inside of the 15-yard line. Kramer's still on his feet, looking for a block. He's got the edge, the 10, the 5. Kramer's in for a touchdown. 45 yards, but I think it's coming back.
I don't think the receiver was set.
It is going to be on Nemahal Central. It will be an illegal motion, so wipe off the 45-yard run by Zach Kramer that would have nearly put this ball game away, but instead it'll be a penalty on the Thunder and wipe it off. So now they'll move it back, and I think it's just going to be, they should be just the final play.
So what a sigh of relief for the Blue Jay faithful here. That took the wind out of the stadium when he dove into this corner of the end zone right there.
Now, it was against the offense. I don't think there should be an untimed down, but apparently there's going to be. I think that actually might be a rule in high school that there is no such thing as just a defense. Any type of penalty, I think, if it's accepted, has to be one more actual play happen. And I believe that's the rule of football. I've seen it last year. And so now the Thunder have another crack as the ball is right at midfield. Kramer has to try to catch his breath. Three receivers split left. Kramer to throw. He's going to step up. He's just going to chuck a wobbly ball deep, and it is going to be picked off. Here's Jonathan Rennier on the return to the 30-25. Brings it back to the near side. And bringing that back, actually, that's not going to be Rennier. That was, I believe, was that Marcus Bauman, I think, on that return. So Marcus Bauman gets the interception, and that is the final play of the first half. So two quarters in the book. It's Nemaha Central 13, Sabetha 0. We are going to take a timeout. We'll come back with highlights, stats, and look at those scores of other games. That's all when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
At Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, you'll find a team of professionals ready to serve you. Roy, Sydney, and Eric understand table stakes, the stuff all customers expect. So they go above and beyond to provide extras like education, comparison, and technology to make your experience better. Give Kansas Insurance in Sabetha a call to learn more. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back. 13-0. Nemaha Central leads Sabetha as we're at halftime of tonight's Big 7 League contest in the Nemaha County rivalry. Johnny came back with you alongside Dustin Gosa, Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Gray Schilling, also Seth taking care of us back at the studios. And when you look back at this game, well, it's been kind of a back-and-forth game for the most part. Both teams have had plenty of chances. You look at Nemaha Central, they got the opening football, and they drove and had a turnover on downs after seven plays. Sabetha then missed a field goal. Nemaha Central came back, and on a nine-play, 80-yard drive, it took 4 minutes off the clock. It was ended on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Will Thunder run a play? They will. Kramer takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's looking right. Now he has a man wide open over the middle. That's Uphouse. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder. 30 yards out. Zach Kramer to Braden Uphouse. And for Braden, that is his second touchdown of the year. For Kramer, that is touchdown pass number three. Sabetha then had to punt on their ensuing drive. The Thunder had the ball at the Sabetha 39-yard line, but Kramer fumbled on the fifth play of the drive. The Thunder defense got another stop, got another punt, and then on a four-play, 91-second drive, it went 56 yards. It ended with an 11-yard touchdown run by Zach Kramer. Kramer going to send McWilliams in motion from left to right. This will be Kramer up the middle. Bounces off the first man. He's going to bounce into the end zone for a touchdown. 11-yard touchdown run for Zach Kramer That is touchdown run number 4 of the season, his second touchdown total of the night. Then Sabetha, they had a long drive that took nearly 5.5 minutes off the clock in the second quarter that went 15 plays. The best drive by far of the night for Sabetha, led by Christian McAfee, and it ended with a blocked field goal by Zach Kramer to end that. Nemaul Central then got the ball with just about 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Actually had a 45-yard touchdown run by Zach Kramer, but it was called back because of a penalty, an illegal motion, and an interception into the half, giving us our 13-0 score here at intermission. So, Dustin, when you look back at this first half so far, I mean, Nemaul Central, they just been able to convert into touchdowns. So, Sabetha just have not been able to sustain the drive long enough to score.
Yeah, and a lot of it on the Nemaul Central side, you know, comes from just adjusting. They realized very early on they can't run the ball at the middle, so they spread the defense out, allowed a lot of gaps and holes on the outside of the field, outside of the hash marks. And that allowed them to get a couple plays that were huge, especially, you know, the touchdowns. With Sabetha, they've had a lot of long drives other than the 2-3 and out back-to-back. They've had a couple drives that had a lot of plays to them. You know, like you said, very methodical, running the ball, you know, taking care of the ball. It's just they couldn't punch it in right there late. And I think that's something that they're going to have to change here in the second half if they want to win this football game.
Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best? You've got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 13-0 our score. Nemaul Central leads Sabetha. We'll take another halftime timeout. We'll come back, then we'll look at the first half stats, look at other scores of games around the area. That's all when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadbandbenefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer X-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back once again. 13-0 the lead for Nemaul Central over Sabetha. And looking back at the first half stats, we'll start with the Blue Jays. 114 total yards of offense, 97 of those through the air, only 97 of those on the ground, 13 of those yards through the air. Sabetha was led on the ground by Christian McAfee, 10 carries, 64 yards. He had a 38-yarder thrown in there. Also, Josh Herman, 5 carries, 16 yards. Jake Byer, 3 carries for 16. Jonathan Renier, 3 for 2. Matthew Garber had 1 carry for -3 yards. And Tristan Whitworth, 1 for 2. Garber threw the air, 2 of 4 for 17 yards. And Tristan Whitworth had one of those catches for 13. Preston Michael, 1 for 4. The Thunder, meanwhile, 204 total yards of offense. They had 105 rushing yards, averaged 5.5 yards per carry, 99 yards through the air. So a very, very balanced attack, as Dustin alluded to earlier on in this game. You look at it, Zach Kramer, 8 carries, 54 yards. He had 1 touchdown. Sam McWilliams, 10 carries, 49 yards. And then Brayden Uphouse had one carry for 2 yards. Zach Kramer, 5 of 7 passing, 99 yards and one touchdown. That was a 30-yarder to Brayden Uphouse, who had that one catch. And then Sam McWilliams, 1 for 6. Cole Hermish, 2 catches for 38 yards. So that gives us our halftime score of 13 to nothing. So, Dustin, also, when you look back at that first half, too, I mean, Nemaul Central had the big turnover. Sabatha didn't capitalize on it. You got to think that here in the second half, Sabatha has just got to capitalize on almost everything.
Yeah, they're going to have to start not only moving the ball down the field like they have been doing, but they have to punch it into the end zone, especially right there. You know, Nemaha Central with a huge fumble and then the interception at the end of the half. You know, they're opening themselves up, you know, with the turnovers, giving Sabatha some chances. It's all about just capitalizing on that. One thing that I did notice during the first half is both of these, you know, quarterback play has been looking real good for both Zach Kramer. And then on the other side as well, you're looking at Christian McAfee. Didn't have a rush before this game started, and he looks like a veteran out there. He's controlling this offense for Sabatha, allowing a lot of rush plays. He moved them down the field and almost scored him a touchdown right there. So, you know, on the other side, Zach Kramer, you know, I'm looking at his stat sheet right now from, you know, previous games and last year. I mean, he's got rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns. I'm honestly surprised he doesn't have a receiving touchdown here. I mean, the list goes on and on with how good that kid is. So I think if you're Sabatha, you know, you're going to have to step up, capitalize on Nemaha Central's, you know, mistakes that they're coming up with. And if you're Nemaha Central right now with a lead, you just got to keep doing what you're doing. Maybe run the ball just a tad more. But when they're spreading the defense out like this, they're kind of doing whatever they want with Sabatha defense.
So, again, our halftime score, 13-0 is our score. Nemaha Central leads Sabatha. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores from other games around the area. That's all when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Time TS is hiring part-time pickup and hotshot drivers. Class A or B CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seth Tomlinson here with you on a Friday afternoon as we are at halftime here in the Nemaha County Showdown tonight between the Thunder and the Blue Jays, as it is all Thunder right now at the half. Nemaha Central leads it 13-0 over Sabatha. It is homecoming as the Blue Jays celebrate that here during the halftime again at in Sabatha, and the Thunder lead at 13-0, looking to spoil homecoming for Sabatha here tonight. Some other scores here throughout the area. Right now, close to halftime, actually just going half, Holton leads Perry LeCompton 21-7. Also in the Big 7 League, another halftime score, we have Hiawatha up on Riverside 34-0. Other scores from throughout the area, Valley Heights right now, they lead Horton at the half 28-7. Also at halftime, Frankfort on top of Onega 22-8. Centralia also, they lead Jackson Heights currently at the halftime. That score is 21-12. Marhill Mount Academy also today, they are in action taking on Pleasant Ridge. That game has also gone into the half with the Rams from Pleasant Ridge. They lead that one over the Ravens 22 14. Again, our score here at the halftime is Nemaha Central 13, Sabetha 0. Don't forget, coming up this evening after our game here tonight, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll have all of the scores from throughout Northeast Kansas. And again, you can catch that right here on KNZA. It's the, again, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up after our game broadcast here this evening. We'll get it back to Johnny here in just a minute, and second half action, that's coming your way next here on 103.9 FM.
My name is Dustin, and I have been a patient at Dr. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Sabetha since 2012. I have a family history of back issues that caused several of my relatives to have back surgery. I want to do everything possible to avoid back problems, and I firmly believe that I will not need surgery or any other invasive procedure because of my commitment to regular chiropractic care, exercise, and proper lifting. I appreciate Dr. Lukert's proactive approach and am thankful that I am free of back and shoulder pain.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha. We're just about set to start the third quarter between Nemaha Central and the host Blue Jays. Johnny King back with you. I've got Logan Bitterman alongside of me, Dustin Gosa as well. Gray Schilling, Mike Bitterman, Seth Tollison, he's your man taking care of us back at the studios. And I'll have a Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after the conclusion of our game here tonight. 13-0, though, is the lead for Nemaha Central. Sabetha is going to start with the football here in this second half. So, Dustin, you look at this. You feel like Sabetha's almost got a score on this drive.
Yeah, I think this is one of those. At halftime, if you're the coach, you go in and you tell them, hey, we didn't capitalize at the very end of the first half. We have to at the start of the second half. You know, you have to go in demanding a touchdown. And if they can do that, you know, put Nemaha Central on their heels, they might be able to take control of this game. If not, you know, if you give Nemaha Central the ball back, you never know what's going to happen with the two-touchdown lead.
So, again, if you're trying to watch this game on the Sabetha channel, we are having a ton of internet issues here at Sabetha High School. So we apologize for all the technical difficulties we have had here tonight. We did a bunch of tests and everything was working just fine. And now The internet is not cooperating with us, but we think we might have gotten it going. So we are hoping that we can try to get something rolling along, at least on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net here in the near future. We'll try to keep you updated as soon as that happens, as soon as we know something. But with that, we're ready to go for the third quarter. It is 13-0. Emal Central leads Sabetha, and the Thunder will kick from right to left here to start this third quarter. And their kick is away by Kramer. It'll be fielded by Bauman at his 1 yard line. He'll bring it along the near side of the five. Still at the 5 yard line. He'll be taken out inside of the five, all the way at the 4 yard line. That was Wade Leonard who came up to make the stop for the Thunder. So Sabetha is going to have deep field position. And you almost got to wonder why he didn't just call for a fair catch there and just take it at the 20 yard line.
Yeah, the Sabetha faithful on this side, this sideline, they're not very happy. He caught that ball and ran straight horizontally. You got to take that and just kind of run straight up the gut, try to get as many yards as you can, maybe make somebody miss. But when you run east to west instead of north and south, you can get in some trouble, especially on kickoffs.
So it'll be first and 10 for Sabetha from their own 4 yard line. This is going to be Christian McAfee, who's in at quarterback. He'll give it along the right side. And a big hit just short of the 10-yard line as Jonathan Rainier had it picked up of about 4 or 5 yards there. They'll give him 5 and bring up 2nd and 5. So that run of 5 by Rainier is just his 4th carry of the night. And it brings up 2nd down and 5 for the Blue Jays. And 13-0 is the lead for Nemahal Central. McAfee awaits the snap. He's going to keep it himself over the right guard. He'll push his way across the 10-yard line to maybe the 11. They're going to mark him right at the 10. Essentially no gain on the play, and it will bring up a 3rd down and 5. Now, we are live on the Sabetha channel when you go to msesports.net. So if you want to go to msesports.net and watch the rest of this game, just go to the Listen Live tab and click on Sabetha channel. And we should be good to go. So 3rd down and 5 coming up for the Blue Jays. McAfee awaits the snap. He's going to keep it himself just up the middle. He'll try to bounce it out to the right side. He's near a 1st down. I think he's got it. He's across the 15-yard line and then gets shoved down there. A helmet pops off late. And that was a Nemahal Central player who had his helmet popped off. I believe that was Caleb Wright. And so he will have to come out for one play. So 1st and 10 coming up for the Blue Jays to pick up a 1st down across the 15 near the 16-yard line. Ball will be spotted along the right hash. McAfee takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself over the right guard again. He breaks the 1st tackle and gets all the way across the 20-yard line to the 23. And that was Andrew Henry to come up from his free safety spot to make that stop. It's not before 7 yards are picked up by Christian McAfee. Henry So again, McAfee putting together a pretty solid performance here tonight. He's got over 70 yards rushing with 9:35 to go in the third quarter. The Thunder lead 13-0. McAfee again, kind of that pistol look with 3 running backs with him. He's going to give it up the middle to Herman this time, but he's going to be going nowhere. Maybe got 2 because he got to the 25-yard line. They will give him 2 yards. That's going to be about a 0.5 yard short of a 1st down. That'll bring up 3rd down and run out about 1 yard. Nine minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball spot at the 25-yard line along the right hash. The Blue Jays operate from left to right in their home navy blue uniforms. McAfee awaits the snap, gives it along the right side. I think that's Rainier, and he's going to be short. He barely got back to the line of scrimmage. So Rainier stops short, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and a yard.
Which is interesting, Johnny. That is the most manageable third down that they've had. They've had terrible luck on third down so far this game, usually converting on most of their fourth down. But this is the first one that they have a third and less than 3 yards. Right there, third and one, and he got stuffed right in the backfield.
So fourth down and one, a big play here. Sabatha desperately looking to put some points on the board. This is McAfee. He'll pick up the first down. Actually, it's going to be very close. I think he got it, though. Needed to get to about the 26-yard line. I think he got to the 26-and-a-half. He did, and that's going to be a first down for the Blue Jays.
He got right where he needed to be before a wave, and I mean an absolute wave of Thunder defenders came in. I mean, there was four or five people on that tackle right there.
All I know is Christian McAfee, better by Caden Edelman and Josh Graham, a steak dinner after tonight. He is pushing over that right guard and that right tackle spot over and over and over again. 26-yard line for the Blue Jays. This will be a jet give to the left side and a big hole along the outside, cutting it back inside and getting to the 45-yard line. I think that's Chase Fry, it looked like. Yeah, Chase Fry on the carry to the 47-yard line. That is a run of 21. It'll move the chains once again. That's the first carry of the night for Chase Fry, and he picks up 21.
And here goes Sabatha again, you know, padding these running stats. And, you know, they went with a 15-play drive right there at the end of the first half. They're already at a 8-play drive right now. We're almost to midfield.
So first and 10 now for the Blue Jays. It's a give along the right side. Maybe getting a yard is Rainier. They will give him one. Not a whole lot after that. Actually, they're going to go ahead and give him a full 2 yards. So that'll bring up second down and 8. Under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. This drive already rolling along for Sabatha. They're near midfield now at a 48-yard line. Second down and 8. It'll be a ball is fumbled. And I think the Thunder have it. They're saying they do. Still no signal. I think McAfee might have been able to jump back on it. He did get on it. So there's going to be no gain on the play as it's right at the line of scrimmage. Nearly disaster, though, for Sabatha. That would have been just a heartbreak. Well, this drive is going along, but now it's going to be third down and 8.
And that was one of those where the quarterback just held onto the ball just a tad too long, and the running back kept moving, thinking he was going to take it. And that slight miscommunication, that's one problem with these read offenses that are ran. You know, that one slight mistake, and next thing you know, the game's over.
Third and 8. Ball spotted at the 48. This is McAfee on a run, this time along the left side. He just puts his head down, pushes his way forward. He's going to have a first down. That's just a great job by Christian McAfee. He put his helmet into the back of one of his linemen along that left side. He went right over Kendrick Edelman, Thad Mendel over there as well, and just shoved his way forward near a first down, and it's going to be very close, and they're going to measure it.
And I said it earlier about McAfee, you know, one thing I love about his game is he keeps his feet moving. You know, one, two people are going to bring him down. And right there, we noticed he was very patient on that play. He didn't just run straight to the spot. He kind of waited in the backfield for just a second, just long enough for a hole to open up, and he got to the second level just enough that he could push some of these secondary to get that first down.
It's actually going to be 2 feet short, so it'll bring up a fourth down and about 2 feet for the Blue Jays. 5:46 remains in the third quarter as the clock continues to just tick off of this third quarter with Nemaul Central leading 13-0.
And that is just something unlucky that they're having on third down. According to mine, my stats that I'm running right now, they have only one converted third down this whole night.
So fourth down at about 2 feet for the Blue Jays. McAfee awaits for the snap. Three running backs with him in the backfield. It's the whistle from the official. McAfee going to keep it himself. He's got the first down. Pushes his way forward to the 42-yard line. And Christian McAfee right now is working himself towards being our player of the game if Sabatha can find a way to come back into this game.
And there it was, Johnny. Just patience. Like right there, you know, Nemaul Central's defensive line was in the backfield. And right there, McAfee, you know, no sweat at all. didn't bother him one bit. He waited, hole opened up, and he got just enough to get that first down. So, Logan, you're telling me that Christian McAfee has not played quarterback at all this year. You would not be able to tell tonight. He has been outstanding for the Blue Jays. This time he'll give it up the middle and nowhere to go. Can tell if McAfee kept that. He did hand it off. I think that was Herman who he gave it to, and it was. Josh gets a yard. So that'll bring up second down and 9. But over 6 minutes off this clock already on this drive alone for Sabepa. And we talked about it, Dustin. You feel like this is almost a must-score drive here for the Blue Jays. Yeah, especially with how much time they're taking off the clock. You know, you're already 7 minutes in and haven't allowed Nemaha Central the ball once in the second half right here.
This is Chase Fry over the left tackle. He'll push his way near the 37-yard line and gain 4 yards and bring up a third down and manageable.
Yeah, we're already at a 15-play drive here, Johnny. It's quite apparent that this is what Sabetha does. They want to keep the football. They want to run the football. And the best way to keep Nemaha Central out of the end zone is to not give them the ball at all. The one thing here is that you have to capitalize here, because if not, you're leaving yourself with virtually no time in the fourth quarter to get the ball back.
Third down and a long 5 for the Blue Jays. This is McAfee. This time he hits the line and gets spun down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard. And he is going to pick up 1, but it's going to bring up a 4th down. And now 4th down and 5 yards coming for the Blue Jays. So this will be the 2nd 4th down on this drive. First time they picked it up on a 4th and 2 feet. This time, though, it's a 4th and 5. Matthew Garber stays on the sideline. Christian McAfee will be out there at quarterback.
And this is one thing that I kind of want to speak into existence. I have never seen a team take up a whole quarter of just running the football. I mean, the whole 12 minutes, and Sabetha is right on pace for that right now. They get this first down.
3:40 to go. It's 4th down and 5. McAfee's going to keep it. He's going to be close, and he lunges forward for the first down. His 2nd effort, he was able to reach the football across the 1st down 6, gets to the 31-yard line, and picks up the 4th down and 5 as he gets 6.
And I know I sound like a broken record right there, but he was stopped 3 yards short of that first down, and he just kept moving his feet. A nice little dive at the end, and he got 2 more yards than he needed right there, John.
Christian McAfee, 18 carries, 90 yards on the night. He has been an absolute stud. Sabetha's going to need him for another quarter and 3 minutes and change. This is going to be Herman up the middle. He's spun down immediately. Doesn't get back, doesn't get anything other than the line of scrimmage. Now a flag flies late, 2 flags fly extremely late. And I think it's going to be against Nemaha Central, because 3 different guys from the Thunder both put their hands up wondering what the heck happened. Jake Hundley was over there in that skirmish, and he came out with his hands in the air, as he kind of already knows it was against him or something against him. He wasn't very happy about it. So here's the official word from Jared Randor, White Hat, tonight. And it's going to be a personal foul against Nemaha Central. So that'll help out this drive for Sabetha even more. Again, 3:04 is all that remains on the 3rd quarter clock. So that's the Blue Jays have had the football the entirety of this 3rd stanza. So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty and move it all the way to the 15-yard line of the Thunder. And the Thunder, that is their 2nd penalty of the night. But it sets up Sabetha with a 1st and 10 from the 15. Here's McAfee along the left side. He's going to get pulled down from behind by Blake Stahlbaumer as he gets inside of the 15 to the 13 and gains 2. Dustin, I'm like you. I don't know if I've ever seen a team take an entire quarter off the clock. This is exactly what Sabetha's doing right here.
And honestly, if it doesn't happen, I mean, if Sabetha gets into the end zone here and they don't take up the entire time, it's because of that Nemaha Central 15-yard penalty right there. I mean, they were on pace to walk into the end zone with maybe 10 seconds left in this quarter.
2nd down and 8 here. Ball at the 13-yard line along the left hash. Sabetha moves from left to right. McAfee again awaits the snap. He's going to again keep it himself. This time he cuts it back inside. He's going to be near another 1st down. He gets across the 10 down to the 7-yard line. And a gain of 6 yards to bring up 3rd down at about 2.
Johnny, you want to take a guess on what play number that is on this drive?
21.
Oh, very close. 20. That is the 20th
wow.
play they have run, starting all the way down on their 4-yard line after, you know, kind of a a bad decision right there on the opening kickoff of the second half. They've made quite the drive out of this. Third down and two. Ball spotted at the 7-yard line. McAfee going to keep it himself. He brings it outside. Now he gets chopped down on a pretty good play by Zach Kramer, who makes the stop right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now another fourth down, this time fourth and two.
So, Logan, I noticed a lot of these runs that Sabetha are doing are inside carries, inside zones. Do they run the ball to the outside that much?
Not very often. Usually if they run it to the outside, it's usually like when Matthew Garber's in and he has to scramble on a pass play or something like that. Sabetha is just straight up the middle, and we're going to tell you, hey, your D-line linebackers, you better be able to stop it. Otherwise, we're just going to run over you all night.
Stop Biggest it. Play of the game right here, fourth down and two. McAfee gives it to Chase Fryle on the outside. He's trying to cut it back inside. He's got the first down. He's got the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. With 55 seconds to go in the third quarter, Sabetha strikes. And Sabetha is on the scoreboard. It's now 13-6. For Chase Fry, that is a big carry. That is his second touchdown of the year, and it comes from 7 yards out.
It was funny. We just talked about the outside run there, Logan, and said, oh, yeah, not very often. Then Chase Fry takes one to the outside corner.
So now here's the point after. Papine puts it up and in. So with that, we have a ball game. Timeout on the field, 55.3 to go in the third quarter. It's 13-7. Nemaul Central leads Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
It starts from the 4-yard line, and it takes nearly the entire third quarter off the clock, 11 minutes and 5 seconds, and it ends with a 7-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry, and all of a sudden it's a one-score game. Nemaul Central now leads 13-7. And the Thunder will finally get it for the first time here in the second half. Johnny came back with you. Dustin Gosa alongside of me. Logan Bitterman as well. And what a game we have been treated here to here tonight. The Nemaul County rivalry, and so far it is not disappointed. Papine kicks the football away. It'll be fielded by Kramer at the 15. Comes along the near side. It goes up the middle at the 30-yard line. It gets chopped down there at the 29-yard line. And that is where Nemaul Central will start their first drive of the third quarter.
And I just have to say, John, at any level of football, that might be the most impressive drive I've ever seen. 22 plays, 96 yards. That took up a whole quarter. I mean,
11 minutes and 5 seconds is what it took off the clock. So first and 10 for the Thunder. They have an answer now. Sabetha trying to desperately get a stop. The Thunder are trying to continue to tack on to what right now is a 6-point advantage. 50.9 remains in the third quarter. The Thunder have it first and 10 from their own 29 along the right hash. Nemaul Central in their road white uniforms. They move from right to left. Kramer in the pistol set with McWilliams 2 yards behind him. Kramer takes the snap. And before that, we're going to have whistles. And Sabetha sideline was racing down. And I think they're going to take a timeout because they only had 10 guys out on the field. And that's exactly what happened. So we will take this break. 49.5 to go. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a perfect snack in the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. 13-7 our score. 49.5 to go in the third quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time TS is hiring part-time pickup and hotshot drivers, Class A or B CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime Trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So that timeout taken by Sabetha comes with 49.5 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Thunder from their own 29. Here's Zach Kramer on a design quarterback keep. He bounces it inside, 40-yard line, 45, 50. Still on the feet in Sabetha territory, all the way on the 40, but he fumbles. Kramer fumbles the football, and Sabetha's got it. Sabetha recovers at their own 37-yard line. The second turnover of the night for the Thunder. And Sabetha, down six, has the football with 38.5 to go in the third quarter.
And how big was that, John? We had just talked about Sabetha burning a timeout and how costly it was going to be because they only had 10 men on the field. One of the players was injured over here getting a hamstring stretched out is what it looks like. And we were talking about, you know, well, there's only two timeouts going into the fourth quarter. That fumble turned out to be huge for the Sabetha Blue Jays.
It was
going to
be a 30-yard run for Zach Kramer, but instead it is a fumble, and Sabetha takes over.
You talk about momentum change.
That's a big one right there. We talked about it in the pregame. And now Sabetha's going to go to a four wide set, two receivers each way. Matthew Garber, the quarterback. He'll toss to the near side. Here's Josh Herman to the 40-yard line and then be shoved back there. They'll give him closer to the 41. That's a gain of 3 yards on first down.
And just to put in perspective right there, from about where they were at the start of this quarter, they milked about 9 minutes off the clock from right where they're at now. If they can do that same thing here in the fourth quarter and take a one-point lead, that could be absolutely huge for Sabetha.
Coach Garrett Michael puts his hand up. He says, let's go to the fourth quarter, down six. We have reached the end of three quarters of play. Our score in the Nemahal County rivalry, it is Nemahal Central 13, Sabetha 7. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what should be a fun fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Part-time pickup and hotshot drivers, Class A or B, CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, it is 13-7. Nemahal Central leads Sabetha, but Sabetha just got the biggest turnover of the night. And they'll have it second down in about 7 yards from the 41-yard line. So 13-7 is the score. Johnny came back with you alongside Justin Gosta. We've got Logan Bitterman here, Mike Bitterman, Gray Schilling as well, here with the Sabetha Channel crew, and Seth Tollison. He's taking care of us back at the studios. We've been treated to an absolute gem so far here tonight. We've still got a whole quarter to go. 13-7, Sabetha with the football, trailing by six. A second down and seven here out of the timeout. Second down and seven. Again, a four-wide set. Garber's going to look to throw. Rolls right. Throws the ball back over the middle, and it's through the hands of his intended target, and it falls incomplete. And so that'll bring up now a third down and seven.
And that was a good play by the Blue Jays right there. They had Nemahal Central's defense fooled, but right there, you know, just a drop pass. Could not have happened at a worse time. Third down has not been a friend to the Blue Jays tonight. Fourth down has been, but you don't want to go there right now, John.
So third down and seven coming up. And, Dustin, I got to kind of wonder, too, why not stay with the whole Christian McAfee offense they had been running for most of the game, and now it is McAfee here on third down and seven. He's in the pistol set. Three running backs in the backfield. He's going to give it to the left side and going absolutely nowhere. He was trying to get it to Chase Fry on that jet sweep along the left side, but it's Zach Kramer that comes up to make the stop.
And I'll have to say, and you guys can attest to this, that might be the first mistake that McAfee has had tonight where he chose the wrong option. You know, whether he was going to keep the ball, hand it off, pitch it. That was the first time that he should have taken it out of the running back's hands and put it up, called his own number. But instead, they got a loss of play, and it looks like they're punting here.
So it is going to be a punt coming up for the Blue Jays on a fourth down. It would have been a fourth down and a nine. Good boot away. Wobbly kick that'll bounce at the 25. Be fielded by Gavin Kane in his own 20. Along the left side, now he cuts it back to the near side. In the middle of the field, still at the 20. Still coming near side of the 25. Finally, he spins away at the 30. It'll be chopped down there on a return of about 10 yards. So that is where Nemo Central will start this drive with 11:01 to go in the game. 13-7 our score. The Thunder with the football as they now operate from left to right.
You got to think the Nemo Central coaches are preaching over on that sideline. Hold on to the football. Let's not give it back here on this drive.
Zach Kramer, a guy that has not made a ton of mistakes, but he's fumbled twice tonight. Now can he put something together and try to seal a victory for the Thunder? 11:01 to go. All will be spotted at the Nemo Central 31-yard line along the right hash. Kramer will be in the pistol set. Two receivers left and H-back in tight to the left as well. Kramer in the pistol as McWilliams behind him. This will be a toss along the left side to McWilliams. Looking to get the edge. Cuts it back inside. Then gets chopped down there. Not a big gain. As that was Josh Irwin coming to make the stop for Sabetha. Just a gain of two. And second and an eight. Nemo Central now going to try to hold on to the football, milk this clock a little bit themselves because they know Sabetha's going to need a full amount of clock to try to go on any type of drive. And if you can continue this drive and put the points on the board, you got to think it'd go a long way to end this game. 10:27 remaining as Nemo Central just now gets up to the line. Second down and eight. Kramer in the pistol, awaits the snap, takes it. He's going to keep it himself along the near side. Now he'll pitch it very late to McWilliams. Cuts at the 35, the 40. He's going to pick up a first down to the 43-yard line. Needed eight, got nine, and that'll move the chain. Really good decision, though, by Zach Kramer at the last second. He pitched it out to McWilliams, who did the rest. Quick score update from the eight-man ranks. Frankfort leads Onega 22-16, so a good game there. We're brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. First and 10 for the Thunder from their own 42. Under 10 minutes to go, 13-7 the score. The Thunder lead and half the football. Kramer awaits the snap. Takes it chest high, tosses it along the left side of McWilliams. He'll bounce it out to the edge. He's got the 45, the 50, the 45, 40. Cuts it back inside of the 35, then the 30, and finally gets pulled down to the 25-yard line. An absolute mammoth run by Sam McWilliams. That's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Nemo Central, a 33-yard pickup. That'll put McWilliams over the 90-yard mark tonight. So both Kramer and McWilliams both over 80 yards rushing here this evening.
And you have to think that was a split decision in the secondary, whether he was going to go right or go left. If he would have went left, he might have been walking into the end zone, and he might have heard a fight song on the far sideline.
So 9:23 to go. The Thunder now with a first and 10 at this about the 24. Ball spotted at the left hash. Two receivers split left, one to the right, and H-back to the right. McWilliams 3 yards behind Kramer. This will be a give to McWilliams up the middle. He spins away at the line and then gets driven back by three Sabetha defenders. As that Caden Edelman was in there on that stop for Sabetha, no gain on the play and second down and 10 coming up.
So I got a crazy stat for you, John, that I just ran across me. For Nemaha Central here, this is only their 18th ran play since 10 minutes at the start of the second quarter.
Wow.
Where the last drive for Sabetha went 22 plays.
Right now, 8:35 is all that remains in this game. Nemo Central leads by six, looking for more. Second down and 10, empty backfield set. Two receivers left, three to the right. Now a man in motion from left to right. This will be a jet sweep give to McWilliams. He tries to cut it back inside. He'll get near the 20-yard line. I'll call him closer to the 21. That'll be a gain of about 5 yards. And that'll be just four, actually, and it'll bring up third and six. So one of the biggest plays of the night coming up right now, third down and six. Thunder have not gone to the air much tonight, just seven times. They have thrown one touchdown this evening on a 30-yard pass from Kramer to Braden Uphouse.
And I think Sabetha's defense has been holding pretty strong this whole game. It's just limiting those big plays, you know, 30-yard touchdown, the 33-yard run. 20-yard runs here and there. If they can limit those plays, you know, this fourth quarter could be a lot closer than it is right now.
Another empty backfield set, and Coach Glatzik is going to take a timeout here. He'll use his first one. He didn't like the alignment of his guys, so he will utilize his first timeout of the second half. It comes with 7:40 to go. We're going down to the wire. It's 13-7. Sabetha desperately needing a stop. Emoff Central looking to put it away. That's when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.740 remains in this Week 3 rivalry contest between Emoff Central and Sabetha. It's the Thunder with a 13-7 lead. Sabetha desperately looking for a stop. They have Emoff Central in a third down and six. Ball at the 20-yard line. Empty backfield set. Kramer now will send a man in motion. That's McWilliams from left to right. Kramer to throw. Throws over the middle. Has a man wide open. It is going to be a touchdown. Wade Leonard wide open in the middle of the Sabetha defense, and he takes it to the crib. A 20-yard pitching catch for Kramer. His second touchdown pass of the night. That might be the dagger right there. Zach Kramer, they had that read to perfection. Just took two steps and just floated over the top of the defense where Wade Leonard was just sitting there waiting for it to fall in his hand.
And that was almost fitting image of the play earlier where you just see somebody come out of the backfield, hand wide, you know, right up in the air. I'm wide open. You know, they sold the run. Next thing you know, you have a receiver over the top, wide open, and the only thing you got to worry about is just playing catch at that point.
That's the second touchdown reception of the year for Leonard, and now the Thunder will go for two, looking to make it a 21-7 score. Kramer awaits the snap. He's going to roll right. Now a reverse back left, but the ball is going to be fumbled and jumped on, and that's it. So, with that, 7:36 to go. It's still a two-possession game, 19-7. Emoff Central now leads Sabetha. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Six plays, 72 yards, only 2:20 come off the clock, but it's another touchdown for the Thunder. A 20-yard strike from Zach Kramer to Wade Leonard, and that might be a big dagger into this game with 7:35 to go. A drive summary is brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That'll be on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. That's Be Outdoors, our post-game sponsor for 2021. 7:36 to go. Sabetha needs a big play. Zach Kramer will boot it away. It's a low end-over-end kick that'll bounce at the 20-yard line. It'll be picked up there. Straight ahead on the return, the 30-yard line, 35. Cutting it back inside of the 40. I think it's Josh Herman on the 41-yard line. It is. He gets to the 41. That's exactly what Sabetha needed to start this drive. The Blue Jays will have great field position at their own 41. And I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's going to be Matt Garber at quarterback. I'm going to have to go to a shotgun set and spread things out. Here comes Matt Garber. He will be the man to run the show for the Blue Jays. 7:30 remaining, a 19-7 deficit.
The biggest thing that will be interesting here, especially on this drive and throughout the rest of the game, is can Sabetha's offensive line five times for Matthew Garber to have a clean pocket.
Four receivers set, two receivers each way. Single running back to the left of Garber, who's back to throw. He's going to throw a hitch pass to the right side. It's going to be batted down. right at the line of scrimmage. I think that is Wayne Leonard, who just caught the touchdown. He bats it down for a big incomplete pass on first down. That'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Blue Jays. Now, you don't necessarily have to throw the football every time, but if you do run the football, it's got to be something that you're very, very comfortable with to try to get at least 7, 8, 9 yards.
And I think that play right there was the play call to create that spark for Sabetha. You know, they tell you on defense, if you can't get to the quarterback, put your hands up. And right there, you know, the defender knocking the ball down really took the wind out of the offense on first down.
Second and 10 now from the 41. The Nemaul Central sideline is all on their feet. Low snap. Garber picks it up, throws it on the left side. It's going to be caught. It'll be a pickup of just about 4 or 5 yards as Garber was able to complete that pass to Preston Michael, his second catch of the night. That's only going to go for 4 yards, and not only that, it's going to wind the clock. Again, you ask, why am I still talking about the clock when there's 7.5 minutes on the clock? Well, that's because Sabetha just took a drive in the third quarter that went 11.5 minutes. Sabetha is not a team that is built to have to come back from a deficit with a little time on the clock. The Blue Jays are going to have Matthew Garber in there, quarterback, on a third down in 6 play. 2 receivers split each way. They're bunched up on the right side. Man in motion from left to right. Garber takes a chest high snap. Looking to throw. He'll throw a ball to the right side. It's going to be caught. But short of a first down, a big hit by Braden Uphouse. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 1 after that reception for Sabetha. That was Braden Lawrence who made the catch, the 150-pound junior.
And Braden Uphouse, he saw that coming out of the backfield. The man in motion was the one who caught the ball. But it was a little 5-yard out right there, and he read that the entire way and just met him at the point of the catch. I'm very surprised the receiver came down with the ball on that one.
And now I think Sabetha's going to have to utilize their second timeout. They will. There's a big 4th down play coming up. 6:03 to go in the game. A big 4th down. 19-7 is our score. Let's take this quick break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Quick break. 4th down play when we come back. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Biggest play of the night right here. 6:03 to go in the game. It's 19-7. Nemaul Central leads Sabetha. The Blue Jays have been great on 4th down all night long. They're above 80%. They need a conversion here. 4th and 1 from midfield. This is going to be McAfee, the quarterback. He's going to keep it himself along the right side, pushes his way forward. I think he got it. They're going to mark him very close. No, I don't think he did, actually. I think he's going to be about 0.5 yard short, maybe a full yard short of the 1st down. The referee says, yep, Nemaul Central football. So the Thunder gets the stop they needed, and the Blue Jays now really have to get a big turnover here with only 5:56 to go. As dominant as Christian McAfee has been tonight, he is unable to get the 1.5 yards that would have given the Blue Jays a big 1st down and would have kept them alive. So now the Thunder are going to try to milk this clock away, only 5:56 to go.
That was one thing we talked about earlier, John, just the Nemaul Central offense being so balanced right here. You know that they can take the time off the clock if they really wanted to.
I think right here you almost say they need to take the time off the clock. 2 receivers split left, 1st and 10 from the 50-yard line. Kramer going to keep it himself on the left side. Cuts it back inside. It gets to the 45-yard line and gets chopped down there. They'll gain 5 yards and bring up 2nd and 5. And the biggest thing you look at, too, Dustin, Sabetha's already used 2 timeouts and only have 1 remaining.
Yeah, which was going to turn out huge. We talked about it right there at the end of the third quarter. The player that was injured, they had to burn a timeout there, and we talked about how costly that was going to be for them. Then they end up getting the fumble, and it looked like a smart call right there. Well, now you're looking at it with one timeout left. You don't have time to, or you don't have any timeouts to stop the clock if Nemaha Central decides they want to just run the clock out.
So it'll be second down and five as, again, the Thunder take plenty of time to get out of the huddle and get up to the line. Their back judge has his hand up. He's about to start the count. Airy starts the count. Kramer takes the snap. Chest high. Runs it himself over the right guard. He'll pick up the first down, but a flag flies. This is coming back. Flag right at the line of scrimmage. The 45-yard line came from the white hat, Jared Rand. And then is that another flag there at the 40-yard line, too? It looks like there's another flag right where the football marks at the 40-yard line. And so we're going to get a hold against Nemaha Central and a face mask called against Sabatha. So they will be offsetting penalties and will replay second down. So not only that, is that a good thing for Nemaha Central? It also allows them to run a few more plays and take more time off the clock. 5:04 to go, 19-7, the Thunder lead. Ball is spotted at the 45-yard line. Kramer again taking plenty of time. He gets the play call from head coach Michael Glasick, who's in his first year. Talking to him before this game, he said, you know, this is my first real feel of the Nemaha County rivalry. He was that he was an assistant last year, but didn't get quite the feel now being a head coach. Here's Kramer on second down and five. He'll pick up the first down across the 40-yard line of the 39. And that'll, again, move to six and give more time for the Thunder to bring off this clock. 6-yard pickup for Kramer as there's now only 4.5 minutes to go. A couple of finals already. It looks like Atchison beats Wyandotte 38-16. Donovan West was losing at halftime to Johnson Brock 38-20. Moorhead Academy was trailing Pleasant Ridge 28-14 late in the third quarter there. That would be, I think, an upset in a lot of people's eyes. We'll have the complete scores on Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show that will come up after the conclusion of our game. They're first and 10 from the 39-yard line of Sabatha, and now we'll get a timeout taken by the Thunder. So Nemaha Central is going to take the timeout. This will be their second of the half. Comes with 3:58 to go. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 19-7, the Thunder lead. We'll take the timeout. We'll come back to the final 4 minutes here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Tyler, and I have submitted myself to the care of Luker Chiropractic and Wellness for the past 3.5 months after putting it off for 15 years. What has been life-changing about the care I received from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabatha was not only that Dr. Luker worked to realign my spine, but also gave me the right exercises that have stabilized and strengthened my back. So well, in fact, that when my 4-year-old tries to use me as a trampoline, I no longer have the pain I used to have. My family has had a great experience with Dr. Lukert, and I know you would too.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
There's another timeout, 3:58 to go. It'll be first and 10 for the Thunder from the Sabatha 39-yard line. The Thunder back on the football. And Kramer will be in the pistol set with McWilliams 2 yards behind him. This will be a get to McWilliams up the middle. He tries to bounce it out, but he gets tackled immediately. Gavin White on the stop for Sabatha. It'll be just a gain of one. Caden Edelman on that stop as well for Sabatha, but Thunder continuing just to roll this clock away. Second down and 9 from the 38-yard line. Ball straight between the hashes as the Thunder move from left to right. Kramer again watches the back judge, takes the snap, rolls left, cuts it back up middle, gets across the 35-yard line to the 34. And Coach Michael thinking about using the timeout. He will use it here. That'll be the last timeout for Sabatha, and it comes with 3:05 to go. And we'll stop the clock. We'll just keep this one here. 3:05 remains. Nemaha Central is going to face a third down and right at about 5 yards, maybe closer to 6 here out of this timeout. Dustin, you look at this game, I mean, Sebastian's going to look out of this and say, we had so many chances to try to score in this game and really make it a very, very close ball game, but not capitalizing on that drive in midfield is going to, I think it's going to be the big one you look at.
Yeah, when you're a team like Sabatha, you know, when you want to run the ball and control the clock, that is exactly what they did. The time of possession is in Sabatha's way, and most of the time that goes towards the winning team here. But like you said, they just could not capitalize on a lot of mistakes that Nemaha Central has been having. You know, the two fumbles, the interception, you know, little things like that start to add up when you can't capitalize on them. And that's one thing that Nemaha Central has been good at tonight was, you know, getting into the secondary and allowing, you know, huge plays on this Sabatha defense. You know, right here, burning their last time out, Sabatha is going to give everything that they got to, you know, try to get a stop here.
Got to think a first down here would pretty much seal the game up. 3:07 to go. And it is 19-7. So third down and 5. Kramer will send a man in motion from left to right. This will be an underneath kid to McWilliams, but he fumbles the football. I think the Thunder jumped on it. I think a lineman was able to jump on top of the ball. And a Thunder lineman did. Actually, that was the... Was that Blake Stahlbaumer, I think, that hopped on it? It was Blake Stahlbaumer who jumped on it. But it is going to bring up a 4th down and 6. And the Thunder right now are going to leave the offense out there. 2:40 to go in the game. The Thunder can still take another 20 seconds or so off of this clock. Kramer just going to sit there and watch the back judge. And now he puts his hand up.
I'd say watch these receivers on this near side here.
Kramer looking to throw, rolling right. He's going to throw, and he has a man. It's caught at the first down. Braden up pass again with a big reception. It'll be a pickup of 13 yards, and it'll move the sticks.
That was just one of the plays. Defender got caught up right there. The outside linebacker had to make a decision, go after the quarterback or guard his man. And when you go after the quarterback like that, you know, as dangerous as Zach Kramer is, you have to respect the run, and that just opens up a huge gap in the secondary.
Another quick score update. Holton leads Perry LeCompton 28-7. Scores brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up after our game with complete scores and recaps of this crazy wild week 3 of this 2021 season. 1:48 to go. The Thunder back on the football on a 1st and 10. Dave Williams gets up to the left of Kramer, who's going to roll to the left side. Kramer still rolling. Now tries to cut it back in, and he's tackled for a loss of 1 on the play. Gavin White in on that stop along with Thad Menold and Christian McAfee out there as well. Only 1:20 to go. Sabatha with no timeouts. The Thunder will be able to snap this football with less than a minute to go in the game.
And we talked about it earlier, John, with the Sabatha defense. They have played a great game. They really have. It's just the couple plays here and there that they allowed, you know, 20-plus yards here, you know, another 30 there for touchdown, and that's, you know, all she wrote.
Thunder in the victory formation. Kramer takes the knee, and you can almost start the celebration for the Thunder. And allows to snap it just one more time. So Thunder will get back on the ball. What a good victory this is going to be for Nemaha Central as they'll pick up their 2nd victory of the season. Sabatha will drop to 1-2. Kramer ticks an E, and that'll be it. So we'll have 25 ticks that'll have to run off this clock, but both sides starting to shake hands already. It's going to be a 19-7, the victory for Nemaha Central. The Thunder win it here tonight. And what was a well-played ball game by both sides, both crowds electric as well. It's a fun atmosphere for a high school football game. White Hat comes over and shakes the hand of Coach Garrett Michael. And that's it. Final score tonight, 19-7. Nemaha Central beat Sabatha here on the Nemaha County Rivalry. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with your postgame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
You're Friday, Kyle Swift, Kyle Swift, Kyle Swift. Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and three late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
At Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, you'll find a team of professionals ready to serve you. Roy, Sydney, and Eric understand table stakes, the stuff all customers expect. So they go above and beyond to provide extras like education, comparison, and technology to make your experience better. Give Kansas Insurance in Sabetha a call to learn more. 785-284-7611.
FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha. Final score tonight, 19-7. Emaul Central gets the victory over Sabetha. The Blue Jays are now 1-2 on the year, while Emaul Central improves to 2-1. Alongside Dustin Gosa, I'm Johnny Kane. Also here, we've got Logan Bitterman in the Sabetha Channel crew, Craig Schilling, also Mike Bitterman as well. And Seth Tollefson, he's taking care of us back at the studios. Looking back at this second half, I mean, it was 13-0 Emaul Central at intermission, and Sabetha got the opening kickoff of the second half, and we thought, well, if Sabetha can put something together and put a score together and make it a ball game, they did just that. And boy, did they ever. A 22-play drive that takes 11 minutes, 5 seconds off the clock. It goes 96 yards and ends on a touchdown run by Chase Fry. Biggest play of the game right here, 4th-and-2. McAfee gives it to Chase Fry on the outside. He's trying to cut it back inside. He's got the first down. He's got the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays. With 55 seconds to go in the third quarter, Sabetha strikes. And then Emaul Central got the football back. They went on a drive. Got a big 30-yard run from Zach Kramer. He then fumbled the football, giving Sabetha some life. First and 10 for the Thunder from their own 29. Here's Zach Kramer on a design quarterback keep. He bounces it inside, 40-yard line, 45, 50. Still on the feet in Sabetha territory, all the way on the 40, but he fumbles. Kramer fumbles the football, and Sabetha's got it. Sabetha recovers at their own 37-yard line, the second turnover of the night for the Thunder, and Sabetha, down 6, has the football with 38.5 to go in the third quarter. Emaul Central's defense then came up with a big stop, forced a punt and a 3-and-out. Then after that, the Emaul Central offense put the nail in the coffin on a 20-yard touchdown pass to Wade Leonard. Empty backfield set. Kramer now will set a man in motion. That's McWilliams from left to right. Kramer to throw. Throws over the middle. Has a man wide open. It is going to be a touchdown. Wade Leonard wide open in the middle of the Sabetha defense, and he takes it to the crib. A 20-yard pitch and catch for Kramer. His second touchdown pass of the night. So that finished off the scoring, and Emaul Central then was able to get another stop, another turnover on down, and then was able to milk the final 3 minutes off the clock, and actually milked off pretty much the final 5 and a half minutes off the clock to win it by a final of 19-7. So, Dustin, you look back at this game, you feel like if you're Sabetha, you had so many opportunities and I just could not cash in.
Yeah, they have nothing to hang their hats on. I mean, regardless of what the scoreboard says, you know, the defense really stepped up tonight. They proved that they can control the clock. They can control time of possession. And, you know, in this league, that is something that you have to do to win football games. And, you know, they couldn't capitalize on the mistakes that Nemahal Central had tonight. And, you know, those are the differences between winning and losing. You know, we said it at the beginning of the game. You know, the turnover battle and whoever was going to hold time of possession was probably going to win this game. You know, sometimes the dice just don't roll that way, even though you played a pretty good game.
And then, Logan, also, I mean, you look at this game, Sabetha, they're going to look back at just not being able to finish off a couple of those drives, and it was just different tonight for the Sabetha offense. They bring Christian McAfee in there in the second quarter. He played so, so well, but just this offense is not built on having to come from behind like they had to do tonight. Although Sabetha, they gave a very, very valiant effort.
Yeah, really, we're kind of it's typical Sabetha football. I mean, year after year, that's the same thing we always say is, you know, Sabetha, if you get down, they're not, you know, they're not going to be able to come back that fast. At least anyway, you know, the 2 years they went on the state title runs, they kind of had a team that kind of could, you know, to a point, at least faster than what we saw tonight, obviously. But the biggest thing for Sabetha, I mean, you think about it, obviously it's class 2A for Nemahal Central, but you don't want to take anything away from by saying that, but they're ranked number 3, if I remember right, Johnny and Dustin, in class 2A. And Sabetha, they only lost by 12 to the third ranked team in class 2A. That's saying how you don't want to say Sabetha's great necessarily, but you want to say that's how good, you know, they can show you they can be. Obviously it's Sabetha in class 3A, so it's gonna be a little bit tougher for them with Holton and Rock Creek coming up, especially in their next few games. But Sabetha did play a heck of a game, only losing by 12.
So you look at Sabetha, they're now 1-2 on the year. Their two losses are by a combined 14 points, so that just pretty much tells you how scrappy this Sabetha Blue Jay football team is. But guy props to Nemahal Central, they moved to 2-1 on the year. And now taking a look through the statistics, we will start with Sabetha. They finished with just 206 total yards of offense tonight. 180 of those yards come on the ground, 26 through the air. Sabetha was led on the ground by Christian McAfee, 22 carries for 98 yards. Josh Herman, 8 carries for 22 yards. Chase Fry, 4 for 35. He had the one touchdown. Jake Byer, 3 for 16. Tristan Wentworth, 1 for 2. Matt Garber had just one carry tonight. Jonathan Rainier, 6 for 10 to round it out the rushing stats for Sabetha. Matthew Garber through the air was 4 of 7 for 26 yards. His four completions, one of them went to Tristan Wentworth for 13 yards. Preston Michael had two catches for 8 yards. And Braden Lawrence had one catch for 5 yards. Sabetha had 3 penalties on the night for just over 16 yards. Nemahal Central, meanwhile, 321 total yards of offense, 189 yards come on the ground, 132 of those yards through the air. So, again, a very balanced attack for Nemahal Central. Sam McWilliams had 98 yards on 16 carries. Zach Kramer, 89 yards on 13 carries. He had a score. Braden Uphouse, one carry for 2 yards. And then passing the football, Zach Kramer was 7 of 9 for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. 2 catches for 38 yards for Cole Hermish, 2 for 38 and a touchdown for Braden Uphouse, 1 for 20 and a touchdown for Wade Leonard, and 1 catch for 6 yards for Sam McWilliams. So, those are the statistics for tonight. Nemahal Central had 2 penalties, and they went for 25 yards. So, final score again tonight, 19-7. Nemahal Central wins it over Sabetha. We'll take one final timeout, then we'll come back. We'll pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As we roll along on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is our postgame sponsor. But again, one more final timeout. We'll come back to wrap things up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. The score tonight, Nemaul Central beats Sabetha 19-7. Nemaul Central now 2-1 on the year. Sabetha drops 2-1-2. We just have one more thing to do tonight before we wrap up our broadcast. That's to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We have a couple different guys we could go with tonight. You look at Sam McWilliams. He had 98 yards on the ground. He was really good tonight for the Thunder. Also, I looked at Braden Uphouse. He had two big plays. He had a receiving touchdown. He also had that fourth down catch that kind of sealed the game for the Thunder. But I think we just have to go with a guy that was a stud all night long, and that is Zach Kramer of the Thunder. 7-9 passing, 132 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 89 more yards in his score. So three total touchdowns, over 200 total yards. Zach Kramer, he has got to be our player of the game.
Yeah, he's just one of those players that anytime, you know, he shows up in the stat sheet, it's just a big, like you could just notice it right away. You see the touchdowns, you see the yards, you know, week in, week out. It's tough, you know, when all these other players come out and they show up. But when there's a player like Zach Kramer on the field, you got to respect him on both offensive and defensive side of the ball.
And so, again, this final tonight, 19-7. And, Logan, you look back at this game, any final thoughts?
Just to your point, as far as player of the game, Zach Kramer and just his stats, just kind of, you know, they don't really necessarily blow you away, if you will. Like, whoa, what did we – but, you know, it's just kind of like what we see with Spezza and Holton on their offense, is they just want to ground and pound. Well, that's what Zach Kramer can do for you at the quarterback position. But I think one key that definitely helps him get that award tonight is the fact that he fumbled the ball twice running it, but did not let that hang over his head, and he didn't get down on that, and he fought right back. I mean, he came up huge defensively right after those fumbles and helped Nemaul Central stay in front and get that late touchdown to kind of basically seal the win.
Dustin, any final thoughts for me before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I just had a couple, you know, both teams, you know, they still have, you know, two-thirds of the season to play. You know, both these teams are good, and they're going to, you know, live up to the name. You know, when you see that name on the schedule, if you're an opposing team, you know, you always fear and you have to over-prep for these teams. So Sabetha and Nemaul Central, both teams are going to have, you know, plenty of time to get this together before playoff time. Side note, doesn't have to go with the game. The Sabetha halftime show with the marching band, absolutely fantastic. You know, played a couple good hits. I like their style. You know, on homecoming night, that was a great performance. Needed to throw that one out there.
And so you also look at this, too, from the football game standpoint. I mean, this isn't even a district game. This all it counts as a league game. District play gets underway, I believe, next week. So that is when all the big games start to matter that much more. Obviously, you're not going to tell either of these two teams that tonight's game didn't mean all that much. You could tell by the fans and from the start This game was a rivalry game, and it meant a lot, but it is Nemaha Central who wins it. The final score, again, 19-7. The Thunder improved to 2-1 on the year. So that's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned with us. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth will have scores, recaps of all of our games on the radio tonight, and also a look to next week as week four is coming up, and also the districts get underway next week as well, pretty much all area teams. But for our guys around here, Cray Schilling, Mike Bitterman, Logan Bitterman, Dustin Gosa, Seth back at the studios, I'm Johnny Kane. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Nemaha Central wins it 19-7 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex